Hey everybody, thanks for listening. We just want to thank our patrons. Steve Ariza,
Zavarek,
Oi Harkin,
Steven Vess,
Yaddle,
Chados,
Michael Davis,
James Burns,
Michael Drescher,
the amazing
Amanda Denon,
and Will. If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/ragnardrock. That's patreon.com/ragnerdrock. Every donation really helps, so thank you.
Hey everybody, welcome to Ragnarok Actual Play. Ed's dead.
Yeah, no, wait, I still want to kill Ed.
Yeah, but he's dead already.
We gotta resurrect
him. But I'm jealous.
We can kill him.
I didn't kill him.
You should have tried harder.
Okay, well, you started it off. You take it. You take it and run. You introduced
the show. Wait, how are you alive?
Yeah, it's the ghost of Ed chastising you from beyond the grave.
You started it. You take it. You introduce the show. Go ahead.
We are playing Ed's game, Rasa.
I'm there.
There you go.
Connie.
You really just have to hold
sister.
On. That's how it works.
I am playing Connie, the twin sister of...
Connie Callow.
Of
Connie Schneider.
Schneider.
We don't know why they had different last names.
One of them could be married.
The twin sister of your twin brother.
Last name.
She could be married. Brother.
Or you could be married and have some... Have
Jerry.
Be like real progressive.
She's a techie geek chick who is mere seconds older than her brother.
Rocketed out from the womb.
Rocket. So Will, why don't you, since you're introducing this episode, we're playing Rasa, what game is it? You know, who's running?
Ed's running the game, and Ed's gonna take over right now.
No, you're introducing
Ed. Well, hey, you put him in charge and he just delegated.
Yeah, that's right. Alright, I'm going to delegate it right back to you.
I'm going to delegate it back to you.
We're playing Fate. Accelerated.
I'm about to go on for another
hour. I'll be running the game, so this is our game, Rasa. This is the last episode, probably the last session, unless it goes long. Who else wants to
play? I can fuck now.
Yeah, I'm impressed. Because when I shout out Meyer, I scared Ryan. I'm in his bad ear.
You shouted very loudly.
You get him every time.
Yeah.
It's the anticipation, because I know it's coming. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah. Anticipation.
What would you do if one day you did it and Ryan just, like...
You killed me, Billy Meyer. You fucking killed me.
I'm Meyer. I'm gone. I'm Meyer, and I'm sad.
I'm Eric!
I'm Blair! And I killed Ryan!
Alright, who's going next?
Alright, I'll go next. Hi everybody, I'm Ryan. I'm dying of a heart attack right now, but none of you can tell. I'm playing Steve, otherwise known as Cole Daniels. He is tall, in his late 40s, he has salt and pepper hair.
I think to be fair, you're probably Cole Daniels, otherwise
known as Steve.
Yeah.
Well, Steve is written first on my sheet because that was his first name in the sequence of the game. He's tall in his late 40s, has salt and pepper hair, a mustache, and a rumpled bespoke suit. And he has a gun and a flask of whiskey.
Oh, my drum's gone.
I am Eric. I'm playing Rick LaFontaine, also known as Nick.
It was real close.
Close thing. I never decided what he looked like, I don't think. I'll decide that right now. He's about 6'1". He's got a short brown hair.
He's, he has no discernible.
He usually has a little bit of a 5 o'clock shadow. He's a skinnier guy. He is a doctor. That's not... physical appearance. That's just that he's a doctor.
Maybe you wear one of those reflective things in your head.
Maybe constantly. He tends to be a little jumpy and stuff, but when he's doing his job, he's real nice and focused.
And I'm Will, and I'm playing Jerry Callow. He's a little overweight. He wears a plaid shirt, cargo pants. He's brown haired with glasses, and he has green eyes, apparently, according to my description here. And he's a tinkerer.
I'm Alex, and I am playing Liam, a Big O O'Toole. He is a man in his late middle ages, salt and pepper hair that's mostly gray. He's a veteran prize fighter and boxer, so his nose is crooked from too many breaks, and he's got cauliflower ears. And right now he's wearing pinstripe slacks, suspenders, a white shirt, and, well, they were well-polished Oxfords. Now they're probably dirty from traipsing around the island.
How old are you? You two, Meyer and Will?
Mid-20s, I'd say.
All right, so my guy's probably about mid-30s.
And I'm in my 40s.
I would say like 24, Will.
No, I thought it would be a little bit older. Maybe like 26.
That is a little bit older.
That's a little bit older.
All right, so I'll say that Rick's roughly around 38 or so.
Late.
Yeah, 30s. Liam's like 50-something, in his 50s.
All right, so let's start out with our...
Those 2 years really mean something well? Kind of just like, yeah, sure.
Big changes.
Yeah, do those 2 more years, huh?
It takes a while to get you and all your masters and stuff.
Well, we've been, like, we I thought we established you did this, like, when you were a kid. We made one bop when we were, like, 12.
So, let's start out with previously on Rasa. What do you remember from last week?
Oh, well, we had a flashback when we were, like, 12, and he found out he made Bob.
Okay.
Yeah. But Bob had a flaw in his system that he wanted to kill everybody, which is a pretty big flaw.
Yeah.
And he's, instead of fixing it, he just made Bob shitty.
He just made him really bad at it.
What else do you remember, Ryan?
We met a ball of pure energy, and we called it Bope.
Yeah, good old Bope.
Good old Bope.
It has my drone still there.
Yep.
And on my drone,
and we... We
fought Laredo.
We did.
Well, I didn't fight Laredo.
I mean, yeah.
And you really didn't really fight him either that much.
You guys really just fought with each other.
No, I didn't. I stopped him. He attacked and he missed, and then he threw a knife at him, and I jumped in the way, and I took the knife.
You got stabbed.
I healed you, though.
So that was the werewolf fight where you guys fought with each other.
Yeah.
So, yes, you came across a pod where you thought Chet was, and when you opened it, Laredo came out.
But it wasn't a Chet.
It was a
Laredo.
It's just a rock.
He had brought us to the island. We were like his wealthy friends, because he thinks that with us recovering our memories, it'll help him solve the mystery of what's going on.
It seems that we all came there voluntarily. Well, most of us.
Came there 1,000 years ago.
Meyer's character was brought.
I was the guest. I was a plus one.
Yeah. And I was the security, and we've been there for 1,000 years.
Do you remember anything, Will?
So this campaign has gone from persons unknown to lost to wayward pines.
I hope it goes great.
Oh, and we rescued a whole bunch of people that were animated, and we put them in our spaceship.
No,
I did that.
They were frozen. They weren't animated.
We animated
them.
They were very much not animated.
If there was
they
were animated. They were all cartoons.
Yeah, that's right. Fighting Laredo like this jerk did.
I did.
I did anarchy. I decided to play my anarchy card. Release everybody.
All right, so let's start off with a flashback.
We found Bob.
Yes, and you found Bob.
Oh, and we implanted a thumb drive in Bob with what? I forget what was on the thumb drive.
What's your plan?
That's right.
In case we forgot.
So, speaking of that, so let's start out with when you guys arrived at the island 1,000 years ago. Okay. So, This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that, Ryan, that flashback you had where you were confused and walking through the city.
Okay.
That I'm thinking that 1,000 years ago, that was the island. The island was a working city. Like, and remember in the first episode you had that flash?
Yes.
You had that, like, you saw, like, shadows of people coming to the hotel and everything?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking at one time it was actually a working, like, city and hotel.
Okay, and now it's just a ruin.
And that because you forget things, one of the draws of the Islanders come here and literally forget your problems.
Your vacation.
And I'm thinking that it's going to open up with,
mine.
What?
He stole my pencil.
Mine.
He does that.
That it's going to open up with, with Ben Bailey dropping off a patron at the hotel.
Love that.
What?
Oh, yeah. You guys on the cash cans.
Yeah. Yeah. Ben Bailey dropping a patron off at the hotel. Buddy lets the person in. And Ben says to him, oh, we've got another one who wandered off and got confused.
He's part of the...
And Benny, and Buddy says, thank you, and he takes the man...
Can't trust anyone.
...to an elevator. And
especially
the guy takes the elevator up. You know.
Yeah.
So you guys have all just arrived at the Namaste Hotel.
Is this where we're all namasteing?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
You gonna go?
What?
You gonna go? Namaste.
Oh. I get it.
So you're all sitting in the lobby of the Namaste Hotel.
Eric, that was your pun.
What?
Never mind.
Why is it my pun?
Oh, you know.
You know why.
Okay.
We're us in the lobby of the Namaste Hotel?
Yes. How badly has the island started to affect us?
You tell me, Maya. In this flashback, do you remember, has the island set in yet?
It's starting to. Sometimes you forget.
Okay.
You don't remember, like, some details.
So, while on the island, you can remember everything that you guys sort of remembered in your flashbacks. And, you know, you remember,
like, you know, like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, mm-hmm. sometimes, like, the details will, like,
right.
like, that's what's happening right now, like, the details is...
So you guys know you're on vacation.
His memories.
You know you're on vacation, and you know you're there to forget your problems. What character that we've already met giving you the rundown, giving you the itinerary?
The girl, well, what's her name?
Oh, Madam. Yeah, Madam Henry. Yeah.
Okay. So,
Bob.
So Madam Henry, Madam Henry's sitting there. I hope you all find the accommodations acceptable.
Yeah, no, it's really nice.
How are your memories?
Still, everything seems to be here, I think.
It's getting a little fuzzy, though. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Can you tell me your names?
I'm,
Connie.
Liam. Liam.
Yeah.
Cole.
Rick.
Jerry.
Oh, yes. Do you have last names?
I mean... I think so.
I know I do.
We
it's
must.
Just, it's just a pair.
That's just the island working. Now, tell me, do you guys have anything to be sad or angry about? Any regrets?
I mean, not that I can
remember.
Yeah,
not that I can
remember. Oh, I thought we were...
I think Jerry regrets being born a few seconds too late.
Was I?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I don't regret that.
Excellent. Well, I warn you that the effect does get worse outside of the walls of the hotel. So, as long as you stay in here, you should keep your faculties. But none of those pesky regrets will work their way in. I promise you that.
Well, that's good.
Raw Gertz.
Gert.
If the effect is dampened outside the walls of the hotel, how does Ben Bailey remember that he's driving the cash can?
Cash can has a thick heart.
That's not the actual Mr. Bailey.
That's Jerry Seinfeld.
A recreation.
Who's Ben Bailey?
Michael Richards.
Oh, I thought he looked a little like Michael Richards.
He hosted that taxi cab quiz show.
Yes. We have a very good makeup artist.
Huh. Yeah, Michael Richards looked just like Ben Bailey. That's crazy.
I'm just picturing, like, we cut into the cash cab, and Ben Bailey just all of a sudden slams on the brakes, looking terrified and confused. And there's a voice that just comes out, "Your name is Ben Bailey. You are driving the cash cab."
Oh, all right.
Is it
goodness?
Yeah.
Why don't you all get settled into your rooms, and we'll talk later.
You will?
It's not really rooms, is it? We're gonna...
Your capsules.
Our pods.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, where's my...
If you need anything, ring for room service. Buddy will be right up.
Oh, where's my luggage?
Right next to you.
Oh, wow. That was really wrong.
Yeah. You're really forgetful.
That's why he has me around. I always have to help him out.
I'm gonna go up to my pod.
I suppose I shall as well.
Alright, so...
Samesies.
So you all get into the elevator. There's no bottomless pit in the ground.
Good.
The camera pulls back. The hotel is full of people.
Is there a Carlos Santana lookalike?
Yes. There's a Carlos Santana lookalike standing on the circle singing.
It's a triangle right now. He's playing. He's
Cole, you know, still Cole, working on his idea. A drunk woman throws her hands around your neck and kisses you.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Who are you?
Betty, I think. Who are you?
Cole. That's about all I got.
Well, who knows? Maybe we know each other. Isn't this place great? And she slaps you on the ass and walks away.
Oh, you know, I don't know a lot because of the memories, but I know that chick is easy. So
and
if you
drunk.
Want, easy target. Hey, you don't remember doing it, so why don't you go have some fun?
You know? Why not? Cole follows.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Maybe you're a wing lady?
Chet looks up. Chet looks.
Me neither.
Chet turns to you, Nick, and says,
"Rick."
To you, Rick, and says, "He may not remember, but the STDs will sure stay around."
Yeah, there's some burgeoning treatments coming up for those, but you know, probably not the place.
Yeah, well, it's not like we're going to be asleep for 1,000 years and wake up in some weird future.
That'd be kind of cool, though, wouldn't it?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's not what we signed up for, I think. I'm pretty sure that's not what we signed
really
up for.
Close to the future.
Well, I mean, it depends. What if the future is, like, bad?
In the future, to the year 2000.
In the year 2000.
Yeah, exactly. I got it. Yeah.
Like, what if there's a nuclear war and everyone's dead?
That's a good point.
What are the odds? I mean, that's so cliche.
Actually, yeah, wait. I'm not going to go up to my pod yet. I need to drink first.
All right, so you walk over to the bar. Cole follows the woman.
I'm having a quick drink myself.
You join Liam at the bar. Twinsies.
I don't know, watch whatever he does.
Jerking off.
I'm watching him because it seems like his memory is going really quick. I'm concerned.
Maybe he's just got like a rapid onset Alzheimer's. That's what it seems more like.
The island is
where did I leave my luggage?
The island is rapidly eroding his brain.
He's concerned about Jerry.
The island is actually a pre.
All right, so you walk Jerry up to his room.
Yeah.
And you all flash back to the present.
Jerry passes out.
It's a flash front.
You all can mark off a flashback.
Oh my.
How many do you have each of left?
I have dos.
I have two left.
I think I have. Yeah, I'm marking off the seconds with this one. But I will know when I get back to my
baby. I need two more. It's my first of the new ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have two now. So I'll one more till three.
So you and Eric need one more. Everybody else needs two more. And then you're done.
And then we're back.
Yep. From outer space.
Bum, bum, bum.
All right, so you're back. You flash back to the reality. Oops, there goes gravity.
I guess at this point...
Mom's spaghetti.
At this point, I'm like manhandling Bob.
Yeah.
And I'm manhandling what's left of...
Laredo. He's still alive.
I know. I'm still manhandling him.
Look what I found.
Guys, what are you... It's been 1,000 years, and I waited for you.
You were sentient since the whole time?
I only recently went into the cryostasis.
How recently? Jeez.
Like 250 years ago.
Why would you wait that long, Bob?
Because you told me to wait for you.
Is this more of that great programming you were talking about?
It's his programming.
I know.
So, Bob, we were all incapacitated, helpless, for 750 years, and all I remember about you is that you kept saying you were going to destroy us. So you had 750 years.
Yeah.
75 decades.
What's the plan now? How are you going to do it?
I want to destroy you, but I can't.
Because you're terrible.
Yes.
Or maybe this is all part of his plan.
To make us think we're terrible for 1,000 years.
He's a devious person.
I toss Bob at the doctor and I say, Doc, get the drive out of him.
But then you have to cut me open.
Yes.
I think, okay, Bob.
I think that's why he gave you to the doctor.
Yeah, I'm probably the best equipped of all of us.
I'm not going to kill Bob.
I can knock him on the head so he falls unconscious.
Who is that? Is that Chris?
Chet.
That's an option.
Wait, ship. Is there a medical bay?
Affirmative.
Yeah. Medical bay.
Does it have anesthesia?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, why don't we do that?
Yeah, that's actually much better in my professional opinion.
Marome, anesthesia not compatible with human DNA.
He's a robot, though.
Good thing he's not really human.
He's an android, yeah.
Wait, computer, can you synthesize human anesthesia?
Affirmative.
Wait, did you get on pain receptors?
Probably.
I can see by that guilty look on his face that he probably did.
Maybe they got installed automatically?
No! Wait. How does something get installed automatically?
Wait, when you're making a building, an android.
He didn't build an android. He built an android building machine.
The android building machine decided how to build the android.
Yeah. Its brain is an AI, but its body is an android.
Maybe he does have pain receptors.
Well, that's what we're saying.
You don't know?
Well, to be fair, we don't all remember.
My life is pain.
Yeah, I'd say he's got pain.
That could be real or exaggeration.
Let's test this theory. I slap Bob.
Ow, it will destroy you.
Now, was that a real response or like a program to certain stimuli?
I don't know how to answer that. I mean, isn't the response to pain just a programmed response?
That's deep.
Whoa.
That's the...
Whoa.
Okay, let's get Bob under anesthesia.
So, Chip, you'll have an anesthesia that could work on his particular form on a robot, on something like him?
That is correct.
Okay. Okay, we're in business.
Don't
worry, you're going to be in the hands of a professional, all right?
I hate you.
And I'll be there, too.
I'm going to hold your hand, Bob.
Your hand's a professional. I trip over a rock.
I don't... So,
where did that come from?
Don't touch me or I'll destroy you.
Hey, Bob, we've already
so
established...
violent today.
You're bad at destroying us.
Why are you so angry, man?
I'm gonna go throw Laredo in a cell.
Okay.
Ship.
In a cell?
Ship, can you direct... Is there like a brig on board?
I will illuminate the path.
Thank you. I don't carry him. I drag him.
I thought I'd fix that floor. What floor?
What floor? No, floor.
Floor.
Flaw.
What flaw?
Wait, flaw or floor?
Flaw. What flaw? I'm so tired. I don't care anymore. That seemed obvious, but look at Bob. Doing terrible. I thought I fixed the one in the kill. No.
No, you specifically said last week you kept it in. You just made him bad. You made him inept. That's what you said.
Yeah.
And then you said, no, not inept. And we said, no, Will, you literally just said inept.
As you just recently established, he didn't do it. The android building machine did it.
That's true.
Well, no. This is the programming, which he did do.
Any more?
What?
Any more phrase? No, I didn't
know.
Let's do
so, make a clever roll.
Me?
Yeah. The sword drive.
Lick the inside of a barbecue.
Do we remember where in Bob we put the...
That's a good question.
Well, Eric's the one who did it.
Yeah.
Probably wherever you did the surgery on the boat.
All right. Oh, we just had a flashback. All right, I remember.
Look for the scars.
Plus five.
Oh, he's had a thousand years to heal.
Yeah, so you you cut him open, and you find the flash drive, and...
Here we go.
You sew him back up.
Exactly what we need. And close him up. Suture him.
Listen,
how long do flash drives survive? Hopefully at least 1,000 years.
Listen, Bob. When we get out of this, I'm going to rewrite your code and make you much better than you are right now. You're going to be Bob 2.0. New and improved.
This is
better than ever.
Will I be able to destroy you?
Yeah.
We'll call you Bob, though.
This is Bob 2.0.
Good grief.
So you mean like Bob 3.0 or 4.0?
That is...
Yeah.
What happens to 3 if we do go with 4?
Bob X.
Well, I mean, we do have to get rid of that little bug that wants to kill everybody.
Little bug, huh?
See, brother here, he's a tinkerer. He can just build stuff. I'm a programmer. I'm going to reprogram you, bud. You're going to be the best Bob you can be.
And then I can destroy you.
Yeah, man.
Good. No, we don't want him to destroy us. I'm not sure where the... mix-up got here and that we want him to destroy.
Listen, after Bob gets his upgrade, he can do whatever he wants. He's gonna be full of endless possibilities.
Okay, hold on. Why? Because if he wants to kill us so bad, are you enabling this? Is really what I have to know.
I don't put restrictions on anybody. Let him do what he wants.
So, okay, this is literally a killing machine with the killing part disabled. You're like, man, it's fine. Yeah. We'll let it kill us. All right, well, hopefully this will happen when I'm far away.
I whispered him, are you really that stupid that I'm going to kind of kill anyone?
You're sure making him believe it.
Yeah.
Chet looks
happy. You moron.
Chet looks, so what did I miss, guys?
It's called positive reinforcement.
Oh, well, let me bring you up to speed. This is Ox, and this is Jerry.
Liam, nice to meet you.
Mighty nice to meet you,
Liam.
Folks.
That's right, I'm sorry.
He's my brother.
That's
my brother right there.
And he looks... Wait a minute. Liam!
Yeah.
And Jerry!
Yeah.
I remember you.
Oh, well. Wish I could say the feeling was mutual. I mean, a little bit.
We all came here together.
Yep, got the tattoos and everything.
Sure did.
That's right. Suddenly you hear on the radio, hello?
Do we recognize that voice?
Otto.
I don't know who that is.
A German guy who you...
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
We think best buddies
hello?
When the second you met him.
Hello? Oh, no, I'm in the break.
Who am I speaking to?
Oh, so you're not there, Alice?
I was dropping the radio on the break.
Who's on the bridge?
Well, we're in the medical bee.
So, the twins?
So, yeah, the twins, I guess.
I guess you go there,
yeah. So you, let's say you hear somebody is trying to contact us. Shall I patch the transmission down to sick bay?
Yeah, sure.
So you hear, hello?
Otto, buddy.
Who are you? Who am I speaking to?
Who are you?
I don't know.
Well, that's not Otto, definitely not.
Yeah, it didn't sound like Otto.
No, it does sound like Otto.
The island's getting to him.
But the island... But we were undoing that.
And then you hear... Guys, it's me. Horatio? Otto here just, suddenly forgot who he was and what's going on.
Where are you?
We're still in the lighthouse.
Oh.
Where are you?
Underground still?
Well, yeah, we're underground still, too. Otto, before he went all crazy, he said that this was like a subterranean drill, but I don't know how to work this thing and bring it back up to the surface.
I can't really help with you either. Listen, well, hey, computer, can we log on the coordinates of the call?
Coordinates on screen.
Can you start making way over there?
Affirmative. Mm-hmm. It will take approximately 1.5 hour to drill through the rubble.
All right.
Barney Rubble?
What's the other guy's name?
Horatio?
Horatio. We'll be there in half an hour, all right?
All right. I'll just hang out.
Yeah, make sure he doesn't hurt himself.
All right. So you guys start drilling through the rubble. What are you guys going to do in the meantime?
Sing a song.
I guess we'd like to load up that thumb drive and
all right.
see what our plan was. All
right, yeah. So you plug the thumb drive in. Who would like to have a flashback?
Probably not me. I was just hired to be muscle.
All right, I'll do it.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, so Ryan... What did Cole come here to forget?
Cole was a high-powered lawyer, I think we established.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he worked for a company. That was involved in a class action lawsuit. A lot of people were seriously hurt by their product, and Cole defended the company in court and got the case dismissed. And basically, you know, all these people were left to fend for themselves and pay for their own. Their own medical costs and that kind of thing. And even though Cole was sort of proud of himself, he felt kind of terrible about that and terrible about what he did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Why don't we say it was an auto manufacturer?
Okay.
They were selling defective cars.
Why did I get kicked off the internet?
Because you touch yourself.
Probably because my internet sucks.
Crap.
We bought our modem from Verizon, and it was the biggest mistake because it just constantly drops off.
Like my modem.
Is it your modem or your router, or is it all the same thing?
It's all the same thing.
You can attach your own router to it.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said, you know, we probably should have just got our own.
Yeah.
But we bought the one that came with the internet plan.
No, mine works fine.
All right, so...
same thing.
So you are... you're sitting... Let's say you're sitting at a bar.
Okay.
And your client's sitting next to you. And he says... Oh... How you did it, Cole?
It was a little touch and go there, but I told you, they didn't have much of a case.
Yeah, but when that mother stood on that stand and talked about how her new driver, her 16-year-old, you know, she'd never see him again because of me, I thought I was toast. I thought the jury was going to eat that shit up.
Well, that is why you need an effective cross-examination.
Yup.
Yeah, well, I guess she thought she'd be crying all the way to the bank, but wonder if we could swing a countersuit, defamation of character, something like that. She made me look pretty bad.
You know, I definitely think about talking to your public relations people before you went that route. Just seems a little strong, but you know the firm's always ready to represent you, sir.
I don't know. If those photographs didn't turn people off to my company, I don't think anything will.
Right.
You're one slippery son of a bitch. Here's to you, Cole, and he lifts his glass.
Cole, like, kind of half-heartedly and drains the entire thing.
And the guy gets up and he walks over to his buddies. And they start, you know, throwing him back and cheering. Remember, guys, you can jump in if you want.
The bartender is Big O.
dragging you,
kicking and streaming into the sea now.
All right.
Maybe this is how the two of you met.
So, Big O is standing behind the bar, polishing glasses.
Ryan, where are your cups? Where are your Ryans?
Above the sink, to the left.
Oh, I grabbed the two little purple ones that are on top of the...
That's fine.
Pineapples.
Need another?
Yeah, I could use one.
You said above the sink?
Yeah.
Vigo pours you a double. There you go.
Thanks. Boy. You know, they can teach you everything about how to argue. Can't teach you how to feel about it after you win.
Yeah, well, it's been a long time since I had to worry about how to feel after a win, but...
Hey, aren't you Liam O'Toole?
It used to be.
Still am, too.
Yeah, that's me. A big O.
But the O is not there anymore. It's just Liam Tool now.
The big O retired. Took my vowel with him.
Oh, God, so you're Liam O'Tlap. You're just Liam Tlap.
Liam Tool.
The Ryan's client comes over. Holy shit, you're that guy.
No, I get that a lot, man.
Man, I won a shitload of money off of you.
Well,
and I lost it all.
Because Because, I mean, honestly, like, I already had a lot of money, but I figured this guy's a shoo-in, so everybody's probably betting against him. So I bet against you for the hell of it. I thought I was throwing my money away. And then you just... Timber!
Yeah. Yeah, that was a hell of a match.
That money I won let me become the shithead I am today.
Started my own car company, manufacturing crap cars. I got people killed.
Calls it Crap Toda. Yeah, well, can I get you another drink, sir?
Yeah, how about a round for the whole bar?
Sure. On you?
Yeah, why not? I'm not hurting for money in that, right, Coley?
No, sir, you are not.
So you two know each other.
Yeah.
How Big O starts pouring drinks.
I'm Mr. Graves' lawyer.
Ah. So I guess you just won a big case.
Yeah, you didn't hear about it?
About what?
I point over...
You know, Graves sends him to the grave.
That was you.
Yeah. I mean, the headline practically wrote itself. Graves.
Yeah, well. So, you're celebrating getting away with murder?
Whoa. I mean, maybe like negligent manslaughter at the most. Not that I... But if you... And you, I deny saying that if anybody asks.
My client was absolved of all liability and wrongdoing.
Yes,
in
right.
In court of law. Thanks to me.
Well, good job, then. Here's your drinks.
Bottoms up. He downs and walks away.
So do you just feel like as much of a piece of shit as that guy is? Or is this just how you celebrate over it?
No, that's about it. Yeah, like I said, they can teach you everything about how to argue. I can't teach you how to feel about winning afterwards. I always thought about taking an early retirement.
Alex, if I can make a suggestion,
mm-hmm.
we can. Like, why don't we say that this is after you spoke to Madam Henry?
Okay.
And you know about the island.
She didn't mention the island, though.
But she... She floated the idea of Laredo, and maybe you've...
Okay.
Maybe since you've spoken to Laredo, and this is how Ryan finds out about him.
Well, I mean, I heard about this place where you can forget things like that.
Forget? Must have a lot of bourbon.
God, I hope so. But, I don't
really know all the details.
They don't. People don't tell people like me those sorts of things, but I've got a number you can call if you're interested in getting away from it all.
Ryan, maybe you hired him because now you've got a lot of money.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you know what? Why the hell not?
Big O reaches into his pocket, pulls out a rumpled business card for Madam Henry.
And puts it on the bar.
Give her a call. She'll be able to set you up.
How about you, champ? You ever think about getting away from it all?
Every goddamn day. But it's not for people like me. I've got a bar to tend.
Well,
Thursday through Sunday nights.
People like me always have need of people like
you. This is
you.
The same bar that you were drinking at, I mm-hmm. feel like.
Well, no, this is probably a different bar, because yeah. that was a shithole.
Oh, yeah.
And if these guys are here...
We just won a big legal yeah. case.
Let's go to a dive.
Yeah.
People like me have need of people like you, and we get involved with people like this. Just in case. anything goes wrong. So, how'd you like to take a little vacation from all this?
You look over and you say, when people like me work for people like him, and you look over and you see him going, wait, who am I? Ah, mommy! Parakunk!
Jesus.
And all of his friends are laughing.
I don't know if I feel like that big of a piece of shit.
One second, I gotta get them another round. And Big O reaches down and pulls out 5 glasses for him and his friends, spits in each one of them, and fills it up.
You pick up the runoff trough and you just...
Yeah. Sure.
Eye drops here, eye drops there. Yeah.
I'm suddenly feeling like I'm going to close up early tonight. And I bring a tray of disgusting drinks over to them.
All right.
We'll
go back to the present. You can have one for that too, Alex.
We go out of the flashback with Cole staring at the rumpled card on the Laredo.
Should give them cement mixers.
I don't know what those are.
It's the drink that congeals in your mouth. It curdles, rather.
What about the Ryan Manning special?
That's just grenadine, isn't it?
Sour mix and cranberry juice, wasn't it?
Strongest drink ever.
Yep.
I was so good. Holy shit.
All right, well, that did not solve the problem of what our plan is. It was a great flashback, but it did not say what the plan was.
I know.
Oh, I thought that was the point of it. No. Okay, never mind.
All right, so I get another...
Yeah.
All right, so... Ryan, you... Alex and Ryan, you both have one left now?
Yes.
Yeah. Myron will have two. Eric has one.
Well, I have one.
Myron has two.
Okay. So you plug it in, and he says...
Plug it in.
Uploading data. This data is not compatible with my systems. It will take some time.
How long?
Approximately 1 hour.
Oh.
Okay. We're going a half hour through this thing.
And Laredo's nice and cozy down in the cell. I come up on the bridge. Well, Laredo's nice and cozy in a cell.
All right. Well, no way he's getting out?
No. I chained him to the wall for good measure.
Like Horatio.
Did we want to ask Laredo anything? Like...
I mean, we were trying to talk to him, but then Cole just punched him in his face.
I don't know who Cole is.
He tried to kill us.
No. At that point.
Cole is Ryan.
Yeah, but I wasn't the one who punched him. That was...
Big O. Punched him.
He was being an asshole. Look, I hate when people just dodge around questions.
Well, he's got nowhere to dodge now. You want to ask him some more questions?
I feel like he told us everything he knows already, or everything he's gonna tell us, until we get to wherever it is that we're going.
I'm gonna take a wild guess and say that getting punched is something that's going to maybe stop him from giving us any more answers.
I would say so.
I mean, it depends how hard you punch him. And where. I'm just saying, if you want me to punch him, I'm
dead. Punch him in the balls, maybe he'll answer.
I don't think he has balls anymore.
Yeah, he kind of split apart at the waist.
Ooh.
That's not as effective as people think. Gets them all choked up and can't talk.
He'll never be a dancer.
I'm going to hang out with Bob.
All right. So you hang out with Bob as he's recovering. What are the rest of you going to do for the next, for the trip?
It's only a half hour.
Yeah.
It's not going to... I'm just going to walk around the ship, I guess.
Okay. Explore. Yeah. Cole, you're going to walk around?
Yeah. I mean, I can't think of anything specific that I want to do. Until we know what the plan is, there's not really much we can do to prepare for the plan.
Right.
All right, so... as you are drilling through, you suddenly hear... a banging on the outside of the hull, like a knocking. It sounds like something striking the ship.
Aren't we flying?
No.
We're underground.
Ship, do you have any cameras wherever we're getting hit by something? I hear a banging.
On screen, you see little fast-moving shapes. They look like they're made of rock, but they're kind of glowing red.
What the hell are we dealing with now?
What are those?
Unknown.
Are they damaging the ship?
Not currently.
Oh, all right. I mean, I don't particularly want to get out and deal with whatever that is.
Would you say they have potential to damage the ship?
Hull integrity will begin to be compromised within 45 minutes.
Where are they coming from?
Unknown.
Well.
Anything you can do to get rid of them, like polarize the hull or activate the repulsor plating or whatever?
Negative. The cannon, the main weapon, they are out of reach of the main weapon.
All right.
There are no secondary weapons? I mean, you keep saying main weapon.
They are out of reach of all defense capabilities.
Yet they're hitting the hull?
I do not understand the query.
I don't think he did either.
Well, they're hitting us, so how are they out of range?
Oh, the hull. I thought you said the hole.
The hull, yeah.
No. Yes. Defensive capabilities are meant to hit targets out... This is a spacefaring vessel, primarily. The weapons are meant to hit targets far away from the vehicle.
Like asteroids?
Or enemy ships.
All right, well, we're like 5 minutes out from Otto and Horatio. Why don't we just grab them, and then we'll figure out what we're going to do about...
We are probably going to have to do something about them, because if we're getting out... Or Otto and Horatio are getting in, there's a very large chance we're going to have to deal with whatever these things are.
Well, right now we're in the middle of a rock, too, so maybe we haven't seen them before in any of the open spaces.
Well, I guess we give it time, and if they're still there when we stop, try to do something about that.
Why don't we take off and find out,
Because we're underground.
The ship is damaged, it can't fly, it can only drill...
Oh.
All right, make a clever roll.
Clever.
Oh. All of us?
Mm-hmm.
That is a
three.
Big no.
Plus four.
Plus four.
X for a worse roll.
Three.
Five. There is a pattern.
Minus two.
There's a pattern to the banging, almost as if they're trying to communicate.
Morse code.
Okay. What is the pattern?
It's not anything you can make out, but
it's just repetitive.
Yes.
Okay. It seems like they may be trying to send a message.
Computer, can you translate whatever it is they're doing or figure out what the pattern is?
It is an unknown language.
Okay, well, hopefully they're just saying hello.
I'm going to go to the area. It's all around the exterior of the ship?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm going to go over to the hull and knock the same pattern back. You know, whatever.
Okay, so you knock the same pattern back. And then you hear...
AFI.
Close encounter.
Olá, Collie. Como você está se sentindo hoje?
Wait, we hear that?
No, just Cole.
What?
Which you somehow know is, hello, Cole, how are you feeling today?
All right. What?
Who are you talking to?
I just... those things knocking on the outside of the ship. Are they still knocking?
Yeah.
All right. I went over to the hull, and I knocked the same pattern.
And now you just know...
Você se lembra de mim?
Do you remember me?
Did you hear that, too?
Did I
hear
that? Hear what, too?
I don't remember you. No. Oh, God, this is so weird. Somebody's speaking Portuguese, but I understand it. Who? I know they're speaking Portuguese.
There's no one here speaking Portuguese. Computer, is there anyone else on the bridge?
Negative.
Uso eu, Kingsley.
It's me, Quinzire.
Quinzire?
Do we recognize that name, or is that still something that we haven't
remembered yet?
Caught.
You know, it doesn't ring any bells yet.
Okay.
What is a Quinzire?
I hear a voice speaking to me in Portuguese. It says that its name is Quinzire, and it asks if I remember it.
So you speak Portuguese?
No.
Then how do you know what it's
saying? I don't know.
Well, it's because you can't speak Portuguese, apparently. He doesn't remember.
Yeah, I guess so. So...
And maybe you do know Quinzire if he knows you.
Okay, Quinzire, how do I know you?
Maybe it was typing something.
Welcome to Goog.
Train.
Você vai se lembrar em breve.
You'll remember soon.
It says I'll remember soon.
See, another... Just give a straight answer. Okay. Maybe it's time for Cole to take a nap.
Diga a Liam que ele também.
He says, tell Liam he will too.
It says that you'll remember too.
Right.
Him?
I don't know. It's,
you know a Quinzire, apparently.
I don't know a Quinzire.
What name? What kind of name is a Quinzire?
I don't know. Portuguese, I guess.
And suddenly, you all hear...
We couldn't...
E assim será Cone, Ricky, Jerry, Tete.
And so will Connie, and Rick, and Jerry, and Chet.
And we all hear that.
Uh-huh. What? What the heck? Where was that coming from? Hello?
Quinzire, probably.
I told you, it was a voice speaking really Portuguese.
This is but I'll see where this person is. So I said, what is it?
Is it? Do we hear it, or is it like telepathic in our head?
Kind of telepathic in your head.
Okay.
And then.
Não se preocupe com meus amigos. Eles são bons meninos.
Oh yeah. Cool.
Don't worry about my friends. They are nice boys.
The things in the hull. Those are your friends.
You're all hearing this now too, right?
Sim.
All right, I know that. It can be translated.
Okay. Are they going to just make sure that those good boys don't damage the hull?
Yeah, the ship says that hull integrity will be compromised if they keep doing that.
Okay.
I can figure that one. Can you show yourself? Where are you?
I am everywhere.
I wonder if they're wearing a striped shirt.
What if they're wearing pants?
I wonder if the left half of their skin is invisible.
I wonder if they're wearing a shoe.
Vou me mostrar em breve. Adeus agora, meus filhos.
I will show myself soon. Goodbye for now, my children.
What?
Children.
I really wish I could say that that was one of the weirder things that's happened.
All right. Was anybody else just really creeped out by that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, all over that part. All over the creep out.
You're not creeped out by that.
Quinzire.
No.
Hmm.
Twinsire.
You know how weird the last 48 hours has been? So, no. It's not freaked out by him.
Telepathy's pretty weird, dude.
Well, I mean, that's true. We did awaken a dragon, maybe?
A dragon?
We met a ball of pure energy.
Yeah. Boke.
You missed a good amount.
Huh.
And, yeah. We are in an alien spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a mile-tall crystal shard above us that we're trying to figure out. So,
and pirates.
Okay. Yeah. No. It's been a bit of a week.
All right. Well, look. Whoever Quinzire is, it's
a soldier day.
It's not like they're an invisible universe cape wearing striped shirt, and also half invisible
tiger accompanied by.
Doesn't wear pants.
All right. Well, let's.
Never wears pants.
If those good boys outside aren't gonna hurt us, then let's get our friends or acquaintances,
people,
and then get the hell out of here. We've got compartments full of confused, thawing people.
All right. So you guys get to the lighthouse. You get out, the nice boys are gone.
Oh, okay. See, it was okay.
Oh, good.
Hey, Otto, Horatio, let's go-o.
The door opens.
Who's out there?
It's us, Horatio.
Who?
Wow.
Oh,
you forgot to?
What are you talking about?
We let you out of that cage over there?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, well, we're here to save you. Come on.
What about this fella?
Him too.
He should come too.
Hello? I don't know why I'm here.
Oh, because I'm going to open up my shirt and show him the tattoo. Because this.
I have one of those too.
Yeah, so yeah. Come on. It's a whole thing. We'll explain on the way.
So they get on... So where are we headed now?
That's an excellent question.
Mile-long shard.
Yeah. Computer?
Oh, 2-mile-long shard.
Set a course for the shard.
Setting course for shard.
Meyer? What's up?
Flashback.
Okie dokie, pig in the pokey.
Alright, so...
I'm going to get her drunk.
Meyer,
yes. I'm gonna give birth to a baby boy.
You're in the police precinct.
Am I under arrest?
You and your brother have been detained because you destroyed a museum piece, a museum display. It fell on somebody, crippling them.
Ooh.
And the security guard Bob called the police on you.
Okay.
Listen, Jerry. We have the right to remain silent.
I didn't hurt that person.
So keep quiet. And we won't.
But
the door to the interrogation room opens.
Stitches.
And
how old do you say we are?
Like 12-ish.
An officer and his partner walk in. A cop and his partner walk in. Hey kids, what's going on?
I'm pretty good.
Can I get you anything? Are you hungry? You want some water?
No. Oh man, you guys are in the shit. It's the other cop.
Yeah. Hey. Corelli.
What? They gotta know what the score is.
Listen, they're... What are you guys? 11? 12?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
They're kids.
Right. Excuse my language. You guys are in big shit.
Yeah, you're a big asshole.
Oh!
What's this?
Listen.
Respectful.
Listen. Corelli.
I'm sorry, officer. She has a big mouth.
Corelli's not exactly. What is it? You don't like kids?
I don't. They're little assholes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same.
What was it you said about wanting to cut off Big Bird's head and...
Oh, and put it on my mantle?
Yeah.
Like a trophy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hate that guy.
Well, why would you want to hurt Big Bird?
But you know what? He's not gonna. Because he's a respectable police officer. Isn't that right, Corelli?
That's true. And unlike you, Big Bird hasn't committed any crimes.
That we know of. So, tell me what you kids were thinking.
Don't know what you're talking about.
The security guard saw you. Guy lost his job, by the way. He was fired. And that bystander, he's in the hospital.
Yeah.
Tragic.
We've also got security cam footage showing you trying to climb on a dinosaur. And then the whole thing falls apart. Sound familiar at all?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Wow.
You know what? Maybe we should give your parents a call and let them know you're here.
Oh, yeah, that's my lawyer.
Let them sort this out.
Oh, and who's your lawyer?
I say my lawyer.
Cole Daniels?
Cole Daniels.
All right, we'll get Cole. That, snake oil salesman. All right, Corelli, let's go call, their parents, all right?
Oh, that's going to be a fun phone
Maybe
call.
You can cool off a little bit.
Corelli, smacks the table.
Spills the water.
I don't think they gave you any water yet.
No?
Yeah.
I feel like he smacks the table, and Jerry jumps, and Connie just sits there. You two think about what you did.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm thinking right now. I'm thinking I'm not one.
You're accusing us of a lot of stuff, and I keep telling you I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, could you forget my sister and get me some water?
Your brother here seems to know what we're talking about.
No, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Elbowing him.
Just want some water.
No, bring you the water. You're staying with me.
I just want some water.
So the cops walk out. And you both hear a familiar voice.
Uau, que idiotas, certo, crianças?
Wow, what assholes, right, kids?
That's right, Quincy. One guy's a real asshole.
Yeah.
Trying to intimidate kids. That ain't working on me, on this one. And it shouldn't be working on you.
What? Why'd you make us do that? Now we have... Now we're in trouble.
You are such a liar.
We heard somebody.
A humanoid figure with no discernible facial features appears in a striped shirt.
All right.
Billowing behind him is a cape that looks like the universe.
Billowing behind androgynous.
And the left half of their skin is invisible. And suddenly everything seems all right.
And what's with them?
You know, like the opposite
of
what really would be the situation.
Quinzire's wearing no pants, is missing its left shoe,
and
there's
left skin.
Yes. And
the skin
there's like an onyx tiger on a leash that's with Quinzire, and the tiger is talking. And Quinzire says,
"Você não se sente pouco mal com o que você fez?"
Don't you feel a little bad about what you did, though?
Yeah, a little bit, but I'm not gonna.
It's not just that the tiger's black; its stripes are stars.
Yes. So don't you feel bad about what you did?
Yeah, a bit, but I'm not letting the satisfaction... I'm not going to give those cops satisfaction now. No way.
Esse cara ficou realmente machucado.
That one guy got really hurt.
He did. He did get really hurt.
To be fair, the only reason he got hurt is because he started to stick his business, his nose in his own business. In our business.
E aquele guarda de segurança, ele perdeu seu emprego. Você provavelmente arruinou sua vida.
Fair enough.
And that security guard.
Good point.
And that security guard, he lost his job. He probably ruined his life.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Like I said, I made a mistake.
Is Quinzire trying to make them feel guilty so he can eat
talvez
their guilt?
Você possa fazer isso com ele.
Maybe you can make it up to him.
Uh-huh.
You can rebuild him. Maybe. We have the technology.
Immortalize ele.
Immortalize him. Quinzire reaches out to you and puts its fingers in your brain.
Oh, that's cool.
That's...
And suddenly...
Oh, that's cool.
Suddenly, you have the idea of how to build a person.
I can't build a person, but I can build a machine that can build a person.
O que você acha daquilo?
What do you think of that?
Can't really do that in the clink.
Well, Cole got us off. He always gets
removed.
Oh, is that right, Cole?
Remake that poor man.
That security guard.
Sim, faça isso por mim.
Yes, do it for me.
Alright, thanks, Tiger. Have a nice life, Space Tiger.
Eu amo muito vocês dois.
I love you both so much.
Mm-hmm.
Love you too, Quinzire.
Have a nice life, Space Tiger.
And then he disappears, and Cole walks in.
They disappear.
All right, unless you're charging my clients with something, I suggest you release them immediately. Jerry, shut up. Connie, did he say anything?
No, I did not say.
Okay, Jerry, shut up.
I am shut up. I guess that is technically.
Yeah, no, I made sure he didn't say anything. He was about to.
Good girl.
I was going water.
Jerry.
Water!
Jerry, shut up.
I'm really thirsty.
Goddamn kids.
Corelli? Get the kids some water.
Just do it, Corelli.
Goddamn kids. Corelli stomps off.
Thank you.
You're not usually the type to save a bunch of kids. Cole.
And the parents pay me enough. Are you charging him or not?
No.
All right then, kids, come on.
You get up to walk out. A second later, Corelli comes back with the water. Goddamn kids!
Jerry comes back and just takes the water and walks.
Get the fuck out of here,
Jerry!
Jerry!
All right. Yeah, the officer looks and goes, that was our mug.
And we come back to the present.
Let's sue them for the mug.
I just have a mug that says Corelli on it.
Oh, and why, it's an NYPD mug.
NYPD mug. It has Corelli's name on it.
They don't have, like, personalized mugs.
They could.
And Corelli wouldn't have given it to you if he did.
I mean, he might have a personalized mug, like... Corelli is the best partner, you know.
Yeah, that's true. He wouldn't have given it to them.
Hey, Corelli, look what I got you for our 20-year anniversary as partners.
Aw, Simmons, you shouldn't have. I got you the same thing.
Simmons is okay too. Man, this presence completely dependent on the other presence, as you know.
It sounds like a real Janus Lent. Whatever.
All right, so you flash back to the present.
No.
Space.
I have flashback.
Good old space.
Flash. Good old space.
No, we're doing the rest of the campaign.
Right.
And Corelli and the. And
right, you just tweet good old space tiger. Alright, so.
I go into the hole where we talked to Quinsar. Quinsar.
Was it goodbye, good old space tiger?
I don't know.
You knock on the
Quinsire.
I think it was goodbye, good old space tiger.
Space tiger.
Oi, Corny.
Hi, Connie.
Oh. What are you doing here?
Sobre o que falamos sobre
what we talked about.
Building the person.
Isso é parte disso.
That's part of it.
Well, what's the rest of it? I kind of have a case of amnesia.
Seus amigos precisam me encontrar.
You and your friends need to find me.
Any helpful tips to come and get you?
Dentro do fragmento.
Find the shard.
This is
well, that's where fragments. We're going. So hopefully we'll see you. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
You wearing pants?
Oh, wow.
Good. Find you, but only if you're wearing pants.
Then goodbye.
Well, goodbye forever.
And only if all of your skin is opaque.
Não, você sabe que eu nunca uso calças.
You know I never wear pants.
That's true.
That is classic Quesmire.
Sire. Quinsire.
What the fuck is a Quizmire?
I don't know.
Eu te amo muito.
Like giving Meyer,
I love you so much.
Give Meyer a testophone.
Yep, you always say that.
You're supposed to feel better.
What?
You're supposed to feel better.
You do feel better.
You always say that as far as I'm aware.
Because it's true.
I didn't say it wasn't true.
Eu sempre faço você feliz.
Can I always make you happy? If we don't finish this campaign this session, it's going to be because Ed has been typing into the Portuguese text-to-speech.
Yeah, what jerk decided to speak Portuguese? All right.
So, how long until we're at the shard?
We should arrive at the shard in 45 minutes.
All right. Why don't we go talk to
every character in the game now speaks Portuguese.
Our friend downstairs.
And how long until you're able to upload that data from the thumb drive?
15 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, at least we're close to that.
Sure. We'll go talk to Laredo. All right. So you guys go downstairs to the brig. Oh, it's the whole company.
We're on our way to the shard. What do we do when we get there?
Why are you going to the shard?
Quinsire's there.
Who?
Who?
Quinsire.
That voice that spoke to us? I guess
well,
you
that's
remember.
His tiger.
His tiger?
Space tiger.
That's him?
It's
I wasn't sure.
Thing.
Thing? No, they. There, Quinsire.
Didn't Laredo say we got to go to the shard to figure it out?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why. Like, why is he asking us why we're going to the shard?
Because
he told us to go to the shard.
Well, he told you that you had to go there to figure it out.
Quinsire,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
We're going to figure it out, because you told us that's where we had to go.
Striped shirt, no pants, cable.
What are you going to do when you go
has
there?
Has a space tiger. We'll meet Quinsire.
We're going to...
Who is Quinsire?
Quinsire.
Who is Quinsire?
My friend.
You have another friend on this island?
And a tiger. Space tiger.
A space tiger?
Yeah. It's a tiger from space.
You know,
or made of space or something.
Have you learned anything? Where does it come from? Where does the power come from? The shard. Where
it's been a half hour. We haven't had a lot of time to do research.
So you don't know anything?
Well, we know.
We thought that you would know.
It's like this guy's catchphrase.
We know that you're a torso chained up in our jail cell.
He's off the ground, too, so he's hanging, and it's very uncomfortable.
Listen, have you remembered how you got here?
Ben Bailey.
Ben Bailey dropped me off in the cash cab.
Not Ben Bailey, exactly.
All right, a Ben Bailey lookalike dropped me off in a cash cab facsimile.
Wait, that wasn't really Ben Bailey?
No.
No, you could tell that he's got a certain, he's got this one birthmark right here.
It impresses me.
Another one of yours.
And Bob?
He looks at,
Ben Bailey with
you
a
made
killer?
A robot Ben Bailey?
Robot Ben Bailey.
Wait, robot Ben Bailey with a kill us.
Well.
Secretly.
Bob was only the first. You've built an entire city, an entire population of those androids.
I did?
A city? What city?
The city that was
never
here.
Right.
Oh, I'm the reason why this looks like this.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No. Well, sort of.
It makes sense.
One of your creations lost his mind.
Oh my god, it was
only
Ben Bailey.
Only one of them?
Which one was that?
Buddy Bailey?
That was the Brian Doyle Murray lookalike.
Buddy the Bellhop.
Buddy the Bellhop?
Yeah.
Oh, the chainsaw arm.
So one robot went crazy and destroyed a city?
Yeah, chainsaw.
They were all robots! It was one of them!
He killed a bunch of people and... And then he set off a chain reaction, something at the shard that wiped everybody out. And then you all got lost and started wandering the island, and, well, we brought you back, and we put you in cryostasis for a little while and hoped that this would all blow over. Well, it didn't.
Wait for all this to have a nice paint. Wait for all this to blow.
Well, it never really did.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we got that part.
Are the pirates robots?
No. The pirates... There is a portal on this island.
Is a werewolf a pirate? A werewolf a robot?
No. There's a sort of a doorway, a portal on this island.
Is that the one that we saw Bope in?
Who?
The ball of pure energy?
Ball? Bope?
Yeah.
We named it Bope.
It flashes from reality to reality, from time to time.
Oh, we can't front with it.
And occasionally I can reach back and pull somebody through, and it made for great attractions. Real-life pirates on the island.
Yeah.
You were particularly fond of fighting the pirates, Mr. O'Toole.
Wait, so they've been here for 1,000 years.
Oh, yes.
So why are they not dead? We were frozen.
Nobody ages on the island.
Okay.
And cool. the more time you spend doing nothing or out in the wilderness, the more you forget. You guys have remembered and forgotten and remembered and forgotten over and over and over again.
Wait, I thought you just woke us up so that we could wake you up.
This time.
This time?
Yeah.
So we've done all this before.
Well, not all this. You've done some things.
But this general thing of waking up, not knowing who we are, trying to discover our memories, only to realize that we're hundreds of years in the future and that society is dead. And
well, yes. Normally, we're able to... it's only one or two of you at a time, and we're able to contain you.
So why did you wake all of us up this time?
I thought you'd stand a better chance at figuring out what's going on here. Because then maybe we can stop it from happening. Maybe we can reverse what happened. Bring everything back.
I feel like that's a different motivation than what you had an hour ago when we cut you in half.
I told you that I wanted to figure out what's going on this island and where the power comes from.
He did want it, and then he punched him.
I want to control the power. I make no bones about that. And our friend, Otto, he wants to control that power, too. He used to work for me.
Now he doesn't remember himself anymore, so...
Because he was sitting around not doing anything.
Right.
Van Vick thinks he can stop me. He's tried multiple times. He cannot.
Why do you remember all this?
Because one of the first projects that our sleeping friend here performed for me was to build a receptacle for my knowledge and my intelligence.
Good job, Jerry.
So you're a robot body with a human brain.
Hence the torso and the hovering and...
Yes, more or less. It's not exactly a human brain. It's a human consciousness in a...
Right.
Oh, great job, Jerry.
Yeah, good job, bud.
Another psychotic robot.
You mean, listen, I got to admit, it's a pretty impressive robot you made.
You haven't figured it out. You all have worked for me one time or another. Who do you think it is that owns your law firm, Mr. Daniels?
Honestly, it wouldn't surprise me.
And who do you think was the major contributor at the hospital you worked at?
I think I could wager a guess now.
I thought we were all your rich friends.
My rich friends and co-workers. Or employees, I suppose. You're both. And you all were such good employees that I decided that I would let you escape from your regrets.
Mm. Well, not me. I'm a plus one.
But now you're starting to remember them, aren't you?
The regrets? Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
600 injuries, 10 deaths in front-end collisions. I mean, Graves' cars were...
Graves?
Yeah.
Coffins.
Coffins on wheels.
Don't let them get into your head.
Throwing away your entire career for a couple $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Well.
He's just saying these things again.
Nobody's perfect.
And working so hard that Rita couldn't stand to look at your face anymore.
All right, I think kind
of it was
right.
For her.
We should go.
This is how he controls people. Tries to get in our heads, makes us feel guilty. So you should probably just not give a shit what this guy says.
But Connie, if you help me, I can make it all go away again.
Hey, Jerry, can I borrow your sock?
My sock?
He wants to shove it in my mouth.
Those things on your feet.
Yeah, sure.
I take Jerry's nice ripe sock, because we've been on the island a week longer than everyone else, and I stuff it in Laredo's mouth. I hope you built taste buds in that thing.
Oh, I guess we'll find out.
We made pain receptors in Bob.
That's true.
I think he does make them as... as
all right, so...
You should have seen the robot where I mixed them up.
I put pain receptors on his tongue and taste buds on his skin.
And then I made him spicy food.
Talking is agony.
Yeah. I taste everything, and it hurts saying that.
Can you imagine eating a ghost pepper with a pain receptor, like, on your tongue?
I don't know if that would hurt more.
Yes,
like,
it would.
Well, like, if you put a pepper on your skin, like...
Okay, but if you, like, rub a pepper on your, like, balls...
Yeah.
I guess it would depend on what kind
on
of...
the skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, how receptive it is to pain.
And the tongue still has pain receptors.
That's
regardless
true.
Of having taste buds, so...
Anyway, all right, so I think we should leave Laredo down here, because he obviously doesn't seem to know anything. He's just kind of an ass.
All right, so you leave him, and...
Also, I get a piece of tape and stick it over the sock to make sure he doesn't push it out.
We have arrived.
He's to soak. Oh, wait, what's on the... computer, what's on that USB drive? This is our big plan.
The plan was to never stick a sock in Laredo's mouth.
Well, fuck.
Oh, we failed that.
Are you playing recording?
Playing plan.exe.
All right, so this will be the last flashback that you all have.
Oh, my God.
Playing plan.mov.
All right, so let's figure this out. What's on the flash drive?
Plan.mov.
Do we get fake?
And we're gonna give you all.
Yeah, you all get a fake.
Wait a minute. Down. Did we just rickroll ourselves for 1,000 years in the past?
That would be amazing. I would give you all 2 fate points. To rickroll yourself.
Fuck us, man. This is gonna be funny.
Wait, guys. Instead of coming up with a plan, let's just rickroll ourselves.
I'll tell you, this is what happens. This is what happens. Playing video.
Never gonna give you all. Never gonna say goodbye.
Never gonna let you down.
Yeah, seriously. We rickrolled ourselves wrong.
So that video starts to play.
Did we just
let's say we hit our plan within that, so people
and
would
then,
see it.
And then the camera pulls away from the... And then the
damn
camera
it,
turns. And Connie's like, ha ha!
That's Connie.
Oh. That's gonna really piss us off when we wake up.
I
actually thought it was pretty funny. This is good.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can see the humor.
Someone says, that's really gonna be annoying when we wake up in a year. No, in a few days.
So, right. gentlemen and lady, what exactly do we want to tell ourselves?
You guys are the brains behind all of this.
Good job, Alex.
It's like almost got passed the buck off.
Right. Yep.
Whatever you do, remember that Laredo is a liar.
No.
That Laredo is a liar. Don't believe anything he has to say.
Okay. And, what's the other one? Yeah, maybe,
don't bother with the Satanic Circle. It's not as good as the
It's all Jerry's fault.
And then on the video you hear...
Ele não conhece os verdadeiros segredos da minha ilha.
You know, he doesn't know the true secrets of my island.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, it's Quinzire's Island.
Right. Not his.
Não como nós.
Not theirs. Like us.
Oh.
Their island.
Their island?
Yeah, because it's an Antarctica.
Oh, right. Yeah, there, you're right. Yeah, I said it's Quinzire's island.
And don't worry, Quinzire is not a bad guy who you will have to fight eventually.
past Liam says, oh, yeah, and when you get a chance, just punch Laredo right in the face. And then present Liam turns to Connie.
You're still an idiot.
Well, at least I
look at my face right there. I did not.
Connie, out. He's just like,
you gotta be wrong about that.
So what is our plan? Can we pull anything else in from the map?
Well, the things we have not, like, gone to yet.
The shard.
There's the shard. There's a ghost ship on the island. There's a haunted wrestling ring.
We have to have...
Underground, we have not visited the giant bat breeding grounds, which...
Have a Hell in a Cell match.
I don't know what you guys visited in the place, in the hotel, and that's it. Maybe we need to use the Santanic Summoning Circle to summon Carlos Santana to play guitar at the shard.
Yeah.
only Santana.
Enquanto Vanuike e Loredo estão preocupados uns com os outros, estaremos jogando nosso próprio jogo pequeno.
While Van Vick and Laredo are worried about each other, we'll be playing our own games, little ones.
Okay.
I guess, do we want to destroy the shard? Do we want to harness the shard?
You get some of the shard's power. When you use the shard's energy.
What we're gonna do...
At the
shard is a source of power. We're bringing the ship to the shard, and the ship, we're going to plug in the ship so it's going to be powered up, fully powered, so then we fly out of here.
Right, but we're still going to be 1,000 years in the future.
Doesn't matter. Well, we're going, we don't need roads.
You don't know that you're going to be 1,000 years.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true. But I thought the point was that we were going to use the shard because we can fix that.
That's what Laredo said he wanted.
No, that's what we said we wanted, and then Laredo was like, yeah, sure, you can do that.
When did you say that?
I mean, well, we said we want to... I thought our plan was to try to fix it, because we were saying, well, you've obviously pulled people through time,
mm-hmm.
So why don't we...
We want to go home.
We're using the ship to fly. We power it fully up, and then we're going to their planet.
So we're not going home.
We are home right now. But
we're not going back to the past.
Yeah. We're going home. We're going back to that planet.
Well, we probably don't want to go to their planet because, like, everything they have is incompatible with human life. Or so it seems.
Yeah, that's what the computer keeps telling us. What if Quinzire can get us home? Or...
Well, we don't know that the whole planet's destroyed. We know the island is destroyed.
Yeah.
So what? But in the video, what's your plan in the video?
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out. Like,
You wouldn't think you would need to be brought home in the video.
No, we wouldn't. So what is our end game? Seems to be to bring down Laredo. Quinzire seemed to imply that we're pitting Laredo and Van Wick against each other, and then we're going to do something else.
Right. So maybe it's not the shard. Maybe.
Well, we all have. How about this? I like this. We all have regrets that we came to the island to forget. If we can go back in time, we can undo those regrets.
Oh.
And we know there's a way to do that here.
So that was our original goal?
Instead of just forgetting what we regret, we can go and fix it.
Okay.
All right.
So whenever... So whenever paralyzing that guy in the... in the museum.
Wait, you did what?
Eu posso tirar essas coisas ruins para sempre.
I can take those bad things away forever. It was him. He was the guy. He didn't paralyze him. You hurt him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no. You said paralyze him.
Yeah.
So what if we say that that shard is, it's Quinzire's power, like Quinzire is the. Is the shard?
Oh, I thought we were trying to not use the shard then because that was a misdirection for...
Or is it? We're just spitballing ideas.
What if the shard was
some sort of binding.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Quinzar is trapped in the shard.
Yeah.
And what we see is just, like, a projection.
Right.
So while Laredo and Otto are talking about harnessing the shard, we want to destroy the shard to free Quinzar. And then he can fix, and then he says that he'll fix our past.
Right. He'll send us back. We can do it all over again.
Or change the event that we regret, you know, whatever it is.
Eu tenho estado por muito tempo e você é minha única esperança, meus queridos.
I have been bad for too long and you are my only hope, my darlings.
Okay. So maybe that's what our plan is in the video. While Laredo and Otto are, you know, fighting with each other, trying to harness the shard, we destroy it to free Quinzar, who has totally been here the whole time.
Right.
Pushing us forward. Making us remember.
What do you guys think?
I like it.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Obrigado. E lembre-se, eu amo vocês demais.
Thank you, and remember, I love you all so much.
So you let me have that shard, then I'm going to destroy you all.
So, when you watch this video, you suddenly remember.
I remember.
And
Hi,
Jerry, you remember getting all of your ideas for building your inventions from Quinzire, and Ryan, your entire law career was based on being pushed by this imaginary friend Quinzire.
Okay. So I like became he drove me to succeed, he drove me to win. Yes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Liam, you remember when you were like a kid getting picked on and bullied, Quinzire was your only friend.
Quinzire was like, hey, you know what'd be good? If you learned how to beat the crap out of those guys.
Quinzire
put in Portuguese.
Yeah.
Quinzire taught you how to be strong. Rick. You were always felt helpless. Let's say maybe you had an abusive father.
Okay,
and
sure.
And he beat your mother, and you always felt helpless. And Quinzire taught you how to care for people.
That's why I became a doctor.
And Connie, you learned how to look after your brother. Like, Quinzire always helped you take care of your brother and keep him safe.
And this thing is totally our imaginary friend who's been with us always, and not some horrific alien parasite that's burrowed backward into time.
Into our brains.
Into our lives.
All right, do we have any bad memories of it?
No.
It ate them all.
No, every time it shows up, you remember...
Like
it's a good thing. Like, it's always some sort of...
Oh,
some
damn it.
Damn it. I don't want to have to kill Ben Sylvester.
That's my favorite one.
They made a card game out of that episode.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be... I've heard it's decent.
I heard it's okay.
Okay. All right, so that was... Okay, I think that's the last one for all of us.
Yes.
So we erase the flashback aspect and replace it with an actual aspect, right?
Yeah, so finish fleshing out your characters, give yourselves an actual aspect, and then you get rid of remember and make an actual stunt.
All right.
Do we want to pause so you guys can
show
us?
Yeah.
All right, guys, we'll be back in a little bit.
Actually, press the pause button, not the record button.
Okay.
Phil?
I do love Will.
Who can?
And we're back.
Okay.
All right, so you guys have your memories back.
I'm okay.
Yay.
Ba-da-da-da!
Is there any particular flavor you'd like to add?
Chocolate.
So why don't we do it this way? Let's reintroduce our characters. And in addition to giving us your aspects and your stunts, tell us a little bit about yourself. Let's start with Ryan.
Okay, I'm playing Cole Daniels. Cole is a lawyer who received help from an alien parasite, possibly from another dimension.
Another dimension.
Another dimension!
But as far as you know, from his imaginary friend.
From my imaginary friend, Quinzire. Quinzire drove me to succeed and be the best.
Like
My new stunt that I filled in is called Objection. Once per scene, I can use my legal prowess to make an opponent question their motives or decisions. The opponent loses a turn to confusion.
Here's the Phoenix Wright.
You were lucky.
And Cole... Excuse me. I realize I wrote the wrong word in there.
You're right.
I wrote objections instead of objectives. Cole was a high-powered attorney. Did a lot of...
Ace attorney.
Yes. did a lot of corporate work and some defense work, but ultimately gave up his career as a lawyer after the Graves automobile suit, where he defended a client who manufactured defective cars, coffins on wheels, and got the class action lawsuit thrown out.
And he's followed around by underage girls.
Wow.
That's Phoenix Wright. Like, he's always like the 16-year-old girl.
I'm not that
well,
Phoenix Wright.
It's anime-ish.
Sometimes he's with an older girl who's a ghost.
Erico.
The girl ghost goes into the body of an underage girl.
Oh.
Ericus.
I'm Ericus.
Giant boobs.
I'm Rick LaFontaine. He was a doctor. Basically, he had an abusive father. Who would abuse him and his mom, and that's kind of what drove him to become, well, with Quinzar's help, drove him to become a doctor and to care for those who were put in that position. And it also instilled in him a healthy dose of, you know, protect those who can't protect themselves, which is my new aspect, fight for those who can't, which also plays into his new stunt. You can't hurt them anymore. Once per scene, if another person's about to get hurt, I can protect them from harm and protect them from two stress on the next attack from the same source that would harm them.
Oh, can I make a suggestion?
Huh.
Call it You Shall Not Pass.
Oh, I am a trivia king. I guess I could throw that into it.
Oh, I didn't realize you were a trivia king.
Yeah, I am a trivia king. It came up a couple times in the first couple games. But...
You don't have to.
Yeah, so his, he... But in his pursuit of, you know, being a great doctor and helping as many people as he can, that also led to a deterioration in his relationship with his wife, Rita, who he was doing it to... He was doing everything to earn money for them, and he thought he was doing the right thing to get them a better life, but she was resenting him for not being home as much, and that's why he came to the island... That's, you know, that's part of the reason he was coming to the island to get away from those troubles of the stress of, you know.
Will. Hello, I am Will, and I am playing Jerry Callow. Once again, he is wearing a plaid shirt, cargo pants, he's brown haired with green eyes, and wears glasses. He's a little heavy. He is a tinkerer.
Name moment.
What?
Nothing.
His new aspect is competitive sibling or twin. and he's... Should I send my stunts?
Or, sure.
He's got two new stunts. The Dark Ascendant Descendant and the Tinker Tailor Soldier Fuck You Up.
You're welcome.
And what did you learn about yourself? Like,
learned that he didn't just create Bob. Learned that he created a whole bunch of different robots. and or androids, or cyborgs, if you want to call them.
Let's call it Android 18.
No, they're not cyborgs. They're androids.
They're androids. So, and I apparently put the brains of people into some of them.
That would be a cyborg.
Like Laredo. And apparently the robots went crazy and destroyed this land. Well, according to Laredo.
Buddy did.
According to Laredo. You didn't introduce me.
Alex.
You introduced everyone else.
Yeah, you did. You big old jerk face.
Yeah, you're a big old jerk face.
And I do love my sister.
Okay.
This isn't a Cersei Jamie thing, man. You ain't getting any of this.
No, I don't expect anything.
So, I'm still playing Liam, Big O O'Toole. He grew up in New York City. And,
O'Toole.
He grew up on the street, and he used to get beat up a lot as a kid. But Quinzire told him that he should pick himself up and, you know, start learning how to defend himself. So it was Quinzire that motivated him, his imaginary friend Quinzire, to start training and learn how to fight and eventually become a professional boxer. He had a pretty successful career, but in his real big match that would have either propelled him to stardom if he won or... you know, sort of like make him lose everything if he lost. He, in order to get some money, he took a dive, and in the third round was quote unquote knocked out. And his career never recovered, and he kind of fell into, you know, he was that guy and people recognized him, but he was always known for losing that match, and a lot of people thought he took a fall, but he never, you know, admitted it to anyone, because that's illegal. And so he worked a bunch of odd jobs in bars, you know, like bartending and
bodyguarding
and bouncering and stuff like that. He has not had a happy life, and now he's a sad old man who wants to. Yeah, that's it. He's not a happy guy. He's Logan at the beginning of Logan.
And end of Logan.
Yeah.
The whole movie will use pretty.
Basically, yeah.
And the middle.
Yeah. But with less adamantium poisoning. Just a little bit less.
Mm. And Meyer.
Let's see. Connie has always been. That'd be a dumb thing to say.
A woman?
No, I said she's always been older than
her brother. Well, she has been.
It's true.
It hasn't changed.
As the older twin, she...
Was it you?
She has always been more rambunctious than her brother and try to go on adventures and often got them in trouble. However, she has always looked after him because even though he is very smart, he's book smart, and she has always been more street smart, so she's always...
Were you not expecting that eye drop to fall in your eye, Ed?
It fell out before I, like, really...
I was even looking. What happened?
Ed got scared when he was putting his eye drops in. Put an eye drop in his eye.
Sorry, Meyer.
No, I'm done. I'm not going to say anything. Go for it.
No, Meyer. I'm sorry. That was my fault.
I'm done.
Alright, so you guys have arrived at the Shard. the ship of you have arrived.
Okay.
State your command.
I think we want to destroy the Shard. Open fire on the Shard.
With the main weapon. Right?
Yeah, I think that's what we want. That's what we told ourselves we wanted.
Fire, main guns.
And we wouldn't lie to ourselves.
No.
Fire, main guns. So you feel the entire ship vibrate because the dampeners aren't working or whatever, the shocks, whatever you call it in spaceships, they're not working.
So there's a rattle, and you hear as the laser powers up, firing level 4 quadra laser, and you hear brrr, and you see a big like purple light come out of the bow of the ship, and it strikes the crystal, and then nothing happens.
Ship, was that full power?
And then you hear,
obrigado.
Thank you. And a big crack forms along the shard.
Oh.
Look at that.
Oh. Ship, move. That's a mile tall.
And it just shatters into a million pieces.
Never mind.
Probably I'll still don't
and on the generator. Like it's almost like powder.
Oh. It's like every time we're like, we should move. It just gets better.
Well, just don't breathe it. It's unbreathable. So.
And it just like it just starts to rain down.
Guy comes down with a blending blender. Don't breathe this.
Oh. You there, Quinzire? Also, we never talked about how we all had the same imaginary friend.
That's kind of weird.
Sing.
Well, lots of weird things have been happening. We all, you know.
That's true.
It's Island that makes you forget everything.
I am free.
Nice.
Free to conquer Earth!
So, where are you?
Oh god, Quinzire turned into Rita Repulsa.
Estou aqui. Venha me encontrar.
I am here. Come find me.
All right, I guess we have to go find him.
Yeah.
Them.
It.
Shkly.
All right. Computer, open the hatch. We're going out.
Square.
Everyone else should probably stay here, right?
Yeah. I would think so.
Yeah.
Probably. Wait, do any of them have Quinzire?
No. They?
All right. Is Chad coming with us?
Yes. So good the old, six of you
good old Chet.
Walk Chet, forward Chet. And you see Quinzire, you all see them standing at the base of the spire, and I'm just gonna, just for the sake of ease, I'm just gonna speak English.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember me now?
I think so.
That's fine. Yeah. Right? Yeah. We all do. I think I do.
You are my children.
Literally?
I think like figuratively.
Yes. I'm proud of you all and all that you've accomplished.
And the dice ready.
So it turns out that we were frozen for 1,000 years.
Yes, it took longer for our plan to come to fruition.
Are you going to fix that part too?
Why would I fix that?
Well, you said that you were going to fix our problems in the past. The things that we regret.
Yes, I can take them away forever.
Right, we're going to fix them, and then our lives are going to be better.
Yes, so all of my children will have better lives.
Yeah, but you're not just like saying what I'm saying. We're going to be able to live our lives as if that decision never happened. Right?
You will all live as part of me.
That wasn't part of the deal, Quinzire.
You want me to take away the pain, don't you?
I mean, no.
There's so much suffering in your world. I sense it
And I always have. But you were the special ones. So I will embrace you first.
And, okay, so how'd you get in that shard, anyway?
I was bound there millennia ago by the Marane, by the Marames.
Those are the aliens?
The things on around. The walls, right?
Yes.
And
I came down from the sky to take away their pain. There was war and there was nuclear holocaust. Death, pain, suffering, burning. And I wished to take it all away. And they betrayed me.
Everybody betray me.
I'm tired of this world.
But you, my children, you have freed me.
It's pretty androgynous.
I love you so much.
In that, you don't even know if he's human, much like Quinzire. So when you say...
And Quinzire reaches out to Chet.
You know, we're going to get to see what happens.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was about to ask. So.
And Chet gets this blank look in his eye, and he just... His jaw drops and goes slack, and he just starts to walk forward. And he stretches out his arm, and Quinzire stretches out their arm, and their fingers intertwine, and then Chet is pulled in.
Ooh, can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
The tiger unhinges its jaw, and just the mouth stretches open wide, and Chet just walks into
Chet
it.
Chet just walks into the mouth, and Chet is grinning and moaning in ecstasy, and so is Quinzire. And when the tiger closes its jaws, Chet is gone, and you see the indistinguishable facial features start to shift, and you can see a little bit of Chet in the face now.
And you're going to do that to all of humanity?
Yes. As I have done with so many worlds. They are all happy and at peace now within me.
That explains the stars on the tiger.
That explains the tiger?
The stars on the tiger. Never mind.
I love you all so much. And Quinzire reaches out towards you.
No. I take a step back.
No.
Yeah.
No. Step back. No.
You all step back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? But...
This isn't...
We can be together for all time.
This isn't exactly what we signed up for. We have pain in our lives that we wanted to get rid of, but it's not in this way. We just wanted to fix the problem.
I do not understand.
I mean, I still like being me.
You will be you.
Tiger?
Chet is still here.
Let me talk to Chet.
Yes?
Chet, are you there?
Is his voice coming out?
No.
Okay.
Chet is part of us now.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Let me talk to Chet.
You are speaking with us.
No. He means just Chet.
Just Chet.
That's Chet.
There is no single entity.
There you go.
See, exactly. That's
known as Chet anymore.
I prefer being a single entity.
Yeah, yeah.
But that means loneliness and pain.
Mm. It also can mean loss and greatness.
Logical. That is not.
So how's life as a multiple entity any different from a single entity then?
I mean, you seemed pretty miserable locked in that crystal for millennia.
But I had you for company.
But what about all the parts inside you? Were they lonely and miserable?
No, we were together.
Yeah, but the same person.
Right, well, I mean, you had us for company now. What about the millennia before we were born?
And the aliens?
But after that, I'm talking in between.
Okay. I was with all of the souls I have saved. I simply wanted release so that I could bring this bliss to all in the universe, as is my mission, as is my purpose.
What's going to happen after you take all the humans?
I think he's going to move on.
There are other worlds that suffer.
Till you're a parasite.
The Quinzire starts to turn a little bit red.
It's blushing.
That is unkind.
Are there even humans left on the planet?
It's a bunch of shit.
Unfortunately, I was unable to save the humans.
What were the ones in this ship?
I meant other than that.
Only those on this island still survive.
Right. Okay, well...
But the portal, it will allow me access to other worlds and other times and other dimensions and other realities.
Oh my God, he's going to take away Bope's pain.
Also, if we survive this, we can go to Bope and go to whatever we want to do.
Well, I'm pretty sure Bope would vaporize us.
But he might be able to help us get somewhere else.
I mean, we've got a city on the edge of Forever portal downstairs.
Yeah.
But first we have to deal with Quinzire.
This thing that we convinced ourselves was our friend. And
well, it was our friend. It's just like, you know how sometimes you grow apart? Like, you go away to college and you have a bunch of new experiences and you come back and you realize that your friend is actually a pan-galactic entity that absorbs the consciousness of entire species.
To end their pains,
why
suffering?
That's why we don't hang out with Ben anymore.
Yeah.
He was a jerk. So, Quinzar stares at you all.
I still feel bad for Ben.
I think, I mean, I'm gonna pass... Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate the thought.
Absolutely.
It was really
a
lovely offer, but...
I wish for me to return for you after I have... traveled.
I kind of prefer our relationship just like this.
I mean, what if you tried to help people by not absorbing them into your...
It seems
thing.
Like a very final way to help people.
I mean, you helped. I know you helped me in the past without absorbing me. You helped.
But you still have pain.
Listen.
That's part of the human condition, really.
What's going to happen?
Part of life.
So you take away all the pain. We merge and become one entity. What happens when there's no more entities around? It's just you.
Then all will be bliss.
But then it's just you. Then you're lonely.
We get to be Alexa Bliss.
No.
Let's go.
Then we will all be eternally joyous.
How many things are in you?
Five. The number is beyond counting.
Oh, okay. Well, what if you let them go? What if, I mean, you're worried about everyone being alone. What if, you know, we started repopulating Earth with the things that you've got? Like, obviously the ones that can live here don't, you know, regurgitate things that can't breathe oxygen.
You humans destroyed yourselves.
But we wouldn't just be humans anymore.
I would be releasing my children into a dangerous, painful existence. I would not be so cruel.
Not, well, listen... What if this is your end game? What if you absorb everyone, and then we have eternal bliss, and then we can release everyone, and we're all blissed out, happy, then nothing to fear anymore.
If I absorbed all, and the consensus was to be released, then that is what we would do.
Why don't you? Can you release Chet? Why don't we just talk to Chet?
Well, he doesn't want to be released.
Or does he?
all that are within me are content and blissful.
No. Mm. Right.
Controlled.
Come.
No.
I cannot allow you to exist in such pain.
But you love us, right?
Yes.
Well, you know what they say, the hardest part of love is letting go. If you really love us, you just gotta let us make our own decisions, and then maybe if one day we want to join you, we will.
But you will be in pain.
But it'll be our decision.
We've been in pain. Pain's old hat.
You wish to be in pain.
Oh, that's a... That's
you wish to suffer.
Strange road.
Well, if the alternative is being absorbed into a collective consciousness and become a fragmented, blissed-out version of myself, yes, I would rather be in pain. No offense to you.
Reminded me it's worth it.
And all of your uncountable facets of personality.
You do not love me, then.
Oh, so that's the thing now. You're saying we don't love you because we don't want to join you? I tell my brother, you don't see us joining.
That's true.
I love him more than anything.
It's not that we don't love you, it's just that we want to be our own people.
You are strange entities.
Yeah.
That's, humans.
That's kind of...
I can't argue with that.
Yeah. You know who could really use some absorbing? Bob. Bob's in a lot of pain.
Bob is in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
Laredo doesn't even have the bottom half of him.
You want Bob and Laredo?
That hurts.
I will present my offer to all the...
Well, look, okay, how about this? Why don't we get everyone off the ship? You make your pitch... And if anyone wants to join you, they can.
Yeah,
and anyone who doesn't will stay here with us.
So what happens to the people who don't accept your offer?
Nothing.
Nothing. They're okay. And then is there any way we can contact you later? So you can go and try to find more people. And then if we, in the future, we decide we don't want to be in pain... We can call up Quinzire and say we want to join you.
We are always one. I am in your neural network.
He's upset. They're upset.
I can feel that you're upset, Quinzire, and that's very concerning.
We're not trying to upset you or anything.
It's just... My entire purpose is to bring peace.
Who gave you that purpose?
I do not know. Do you know who your creator is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents.
Yeah.
I mean, they're dead by now.
Literally, your people... Of your species.
Evolution.
Well, that's a big question.
Yeah, that's kind of a...
It depends who you ask.
Different opinions.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
So there's more Quinzires out there?
There was once.
So you're the only one left?
Yes.
So you're alone?
Nope.
Not anymore. No.
Wait, did you absorb all the others?
Yes.
Quinzire, can we have a minute just to... talk this over. I mean, it's a very tempting offer. We just want to, you know...
Alone.
Yeah.
Take your time, my children. I love you very much.
Okay. We don't want to join up with him, right? That's pretty much group consensus.
Yeah. Well...
I mean, I'm concerned with trying to fight the... whatever Quinzire is.
That's a good concern.
The god? It's basically a god.
Look, you two are the geniuses. Somebody in history put him in that spire. Can you figure out how to put him back?
And the ship is from the aliens that did that.
Yeah, the ship came unfilled and I know how they did it. They might have video on it or something.
Okay, so what, Connie, Jerry, you go back to the ship. We'll tell him that you're getting everyone else. And the three of us, God help us, will keep him distracted.
Isn't Cuervo near that one?
I don't know what that means.
Maybe he's in our ship.
Let's just let him go to the fucking boat and get him out of here.
But I don't think he wants to. He wants to take us with him. I don't know if he's going to let us.
And do you really want to put this on other beings?
Exactly. We can't let him go out into the universe and start absorbing species. Again.
Just for his own people.
Well, we are
by, like by I'm just tired of following your dumb ideas. It's always gonna lead us.
What's your fucking idea? Go ahead, Connie.
I just said it. Let him go to both.
But he wants us.
Hey, Quinzire. Would you just jump in the portal and go somewhere and leave us all here?
For you, my children, I can consider it. But it is my purpose to expand to other universes and to spread the love. It is possible now that you have released me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, do we want to live with him expanding to other universes?
I'm not willing to live with that. I've got enough regrets as it is.
I don't think I could be satisfied with that.
Quinzire, when you absorbed all those other people into you, did you give them the choice, or did you just make them do it because it was your purpose?
When I opened my soul to an entity, as I did with your friend Chet, they willingly submit to me.
They make a choice.
Do they make a choice, or does that make them want to do it?
Did it look like Chet made a choice?
No.
Well, I don't know what was going on in his brain.
Yeah, no.
We did. See, we made a choice.
He came blank. Oh, fuck. Give me the soul. We see.
I'm gonna grab Connie and hold her, so that way, like a siren song from the Odyssey kind of thing. So I'm looking away, but I'm holding her. So that way, then she can tell us if she's making a choice.
Connie, yeah. Careful.
Okay. Can I, aspect? Can I do a YOLO aspect?
Well, you can roll first, okay. And then add your aspect after.
Oh,
so then you might want to spend a fate point.
I'll feel a fate point. Use YOLO for +2.
Okay.
4.
Quinzire is at 6. I'm sorry, 8.
Does my holding her help, Connie? Well, wait, what is it making her walk forward?
So, I mean, it'll help. It, like, you are big and you're holding I think we've kind of established that Connie's slight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So she's not going anywhere.
Okay. Okay.
What's happening now? What did I feel?
Well, it depends on whether or not you want this effect to work or not. You're at 4?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's at +4.
All right, I'll let the effect work. What's happening? What am I thinking? That's what happens.
All of your pain vanishes.
Uh-huh.
And you see the most beautiful, peaceful visions you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be a part of it. You want to step forward into
Liam is holding you,
mm-hmm.
but you desperately want to step into this swath of light and pureness, where you know that all of your pain and regrets will be gone forever, and you'll never be alone.
Okay. Are my senses moving? This is my soul. This is what I want to do.
Yes, that's what you want to do.
Alright, so I don't want to wits. It's just, okay.
Alright, you can put the soul away, Quidzar.
Do you wish me to put it away, Kami? Or do you wish to step forward?
Step forward. No, you gotta put it away. We gotta talk to her without the soul up. So, put it away, please.
Give Connie what she wants.
Nope. I'm gonna spin around so she's not facing him anymore.
Do not hold back my child.
Does it break it when she's not looking at him?
Okay, so when you can no longer see it.
Yeah.
Now, both of you make contested forceful, because you can't see it anymore. So you're desperate to see it.
All of your pain came back.
Yeah,
plus four.
Okay. So, do that three more times.
Three more. Four.
Just one.
Two.
Nice one.
Cool.
And... six.
Connie flails ineffectually.
Minus two.
Okay.
Wow.
So, Connie, the effect fades.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that, like,
I'm not gonna.
It's not a compulsion necessarily anymore, but you do remember that feeling, and it was a beautiful, like, you had no pain, and it was blissful, and he pulled you away from that.
How you feeling, Connie?
It was pure bliss, that feeling. Never felt anything like it.
Well, you'd probably never feel anything like it again, because you would stop existing. You would just be part of that. But if you want me to let you go...
Release my child.
Do not release my sister.
If he lets you go, are you going to go climb into the tiger's mouth?
Is he still opening his soul? I can't see.
Oh, he's not going to force me to do it. That's your claim. I'm going to...
But looking at it might force you to do it. Like a drug.
Release my child. I am capable of destruction as well.
I mean, you want me to put you down, Connie?
Yes.
Okay. Ow.
Put me down, I turn around. If I look at him, am I again, like, compelled to do it?
Careful. So Quinzire's at plus five?
Two.
Okay, yes.
Alright. Fuck it, I'll go in.
Alright, so Connie steps forward. You watch, and you watch Connie step forward.
And you watch Jerry get in her way.
Alright, so Jerry, you step in her way. Quinzire is going to try to... fire a
bolt of heavenly light at you.
See, that would stop.
Lightning bolt!
At me. I would not...
Fire it at Jerry?
Yeah, no, I would protect my brother.
Okay.
Alright.
So this is now we're in combat.
I have no idea what
Cole's running for the ship.
Okay, so bolt of heavenly light is being fired at Jerry. And you're getting you're getting in the way, so you really can't dodge. Cause
okay, so what does this attack do?
You don't know.
Jumping in the way.
What?
I brace.
Okay.
Well, you just kind of got to push him out of the way.
Yeah, I'll push him out of the way.
All right, so that's going to be forceful.
Okay. I have literally no idea what I could do.
And if you want to stay and try... You want to try to take the brunt of it instead of her?
Well, he does... The way I'm picturing it's Quinzire. Jerry has his back to Quinzire because he's standing in front of Connie.
Yeah, he doesn't see it coming.
So Jerry probably doesn't see it coming.
That's true.
Connie sees...
But if he's trying to push him out of the way... Jerry may make the assumption...
That Connie's trying to get to. Yeah, that's true.
So if you want to try to not get pushed out of the way, you make forceful also.
Okay.
Plus 3.
4. Okay.
I'm going to invoke competitive sibling.
I'll do Brother's Keeper. Also, actually, I'm at a plus 6 because when I roll, I keep you safe. I'm keeping you safe with that.
So basically,
I'm at a,
let him do it, otherwise you're both just wasting fate points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you at?
I'm at 6.
And what are you at?
I'm at 3.
3. Okay.
So Connie's taking the heavenly bolt.
Yes. So Connie, take 3 stress.
Okay.
As you take as this, like a white hot but beautiful pain fills you, and you're enveloped in a white cloud of energy.
Quinzire, stop it.
Did you really try to hurt my brother?
I am capable of destruction. Anyone who stands in the way of my child's bliss must be destroyed.
You hurt my sister.
So you'll kill your child to save your child.
You are all my children.
Well, look what you just did. What if you killed Connie? How would she get her bliss?
If she... He tried to prevent her from entering...
And so you tried to kill him, which would have stopped him from getting his bliss.
You said you were children, and you tried to kill him? You know how long we knew him for? You know how much I love that, my brother?
He tried to prevent your bliss.
Yeah, he did.
You tried to prevent their bliss.
You are not making sense.
You're not making very much sense, to be fair.
Join in. Please.
You need to leave, Quinzire.
I cannot leave you behind.
Well,
you have to. Because we can't trust you.
Yeah, listen, the dealer's gonna take his own supply, get high on his own supply. I feel like this is the situation here.
You do not love me.
Not right now.
No, we do love you, it's just...
Like I said, part of love is letting go.
Put that song in Frozen.
If you will put yourself in harm's way,
it is wild.
You do not... Perhaps you... Perhaps you are not ready. I will seek others in return.
Oh, yeah. Do we want to let him seek others?
No.
No.
No. So Cole ran into the ship.
Yes.
And said, computer, I need to know everything.
So yeah, God presses. So Quinzar starts to turn, and God presses Y. All right.
Cole bounds into the bridge and computer. I need to know everything there is to know about that entity out there and how it was imprisoned, and I need to know it right now.
Archives, go. The entity is a nameless creature from beyond space and time.
The doctor?
The entity encountered the Morame people, absorbing all of them into it gestalt and into it as a gestalt entity. At the time, the Morame people were destroying themselves in a intergalactic civil war.
But how was it imprisoned? It was trapped in that shard for millennia.
The final enclave of surviving Morames built a crystalline structure on this planet. Would you like to see the schematics?
Yes.
He pulls up the schematics for you.
Okay. I'm guessing they don't make any sense. What materials are required to build it?
Are you asking that?
Yes.
This structure can be replicated in energy form to be fired from the main cannon.
Oh,
Yeah. How long will that take?
2 weeks.
Construction will take 30 seconds.
Oh, we'll do it.
Diversion into the weapon cannon will take an additional 45 seconds.
Okay. Keep me posted of the status.
All right. Cuts back to you.
I'm gonna bring up the and bring up an exterior feed on the view screen. I want to see what's going on.
I will leave you and seek out others.
Wait, Quinzire.
Yes.
You can't do that.
You would deprive others of what you shun.
Yeah.
It's not really that simple. I mean, things should be able to get a choice, and from what we've seen already, you're not really all that willing to give the choice. You're either destroying or taking or destroying.
I am millennia old. I am wiser. I am smarter.
And you spent all that time depriving other creatures of their purpose.
What is your purpose?
To live. To experience.
You will continue to live and experience.
Not the right way. Not the way we're supposed to. The creatures aren't supposed to live in bliss. You can't grow if you don't have pain. You need mistakes to learn from them, to get better.
That's why you get scars. You learn.
When we
look at Bob.
When we said we wanted to get away from our pain, it was the pain we caused ourselves, and we learned from this pain, that we learned from our mistakes, and we wanted to fix that. But that doesn't mean we don't want to be free to make other mistakes in the future, and to try to keep ourselves away from making said mistakes. We want to be able to live our lives ourselves as our individual selves, and not be, you know.
You wish to make mistakes.
Yes.
It's
we're pretty good
part
at it.
Of life.
Is this a trait shared by all organics?
I mean, aren't you organic?
I am beyond the need for an organic form.
Are you in a temporal form?
This is something familiar for you to grasp.
That's what you want them to do.
Oh, I was thinking the same.
That's what you
want.
Yeah, all organic.
Whatever Quinzire is must be really fucking alien. If the closest thing you come to human familiarity is that.
It's not even wearing pants.
That's his habit's body is invisible. Broken. Got a skin on.
That's all okay.
Then my purpose has been to cause suffering.
Yeah. Your intentions were good. You wanted to help people. You're not bad. It's just creatures need to live and make mistakes.
I will return you to your time. You will not see me again.
And what are you going to do?
I will fade into nothingness.
Bye, Chet.
I'm okay with that. You should release all those souls who are inside you first.
Can you... To use a human metaphor, can you separate the eggs from the batter once it's been mixed?
Right, gotcha. Okay.
Now he's... Now they are feeling regret problem.
This is the first... time this entity has felt regret and pain.
Well,
not good.
Instead of fading away into nothing, why don't you learn from that pain?
Because it is now the suffering of trillions.
That's what I'm trying to tell. It's not what you're offering isn't bad. It just has to be a choice. You have to let people choose to join you. You can't just absorb entire planets.
It is too late. The bliss we felt is gone and replaced by sorrow.
Okay.
Oops.
That was fast.
At least it hasn't been replaced by rage.
It's like a Simple Plan song.
Do you want some... Do you want to have Prozac?
Several trillion
Sorry, Chet. Now Chet's just always sad. And maybe always not existing.
I will return you home.
Goodbye, Quinzire. Thank
you. Bob.
Thank you.
What about him?
Are you coming with us?
I will return all of the humans at this location home.
Leave Laredo.
As you wish.
Good one.
You will not see me again.
But you're leaving Otto?
No, Otto's coming back with us.
So that's what I'm saying. You're not... How do you know Otto isn't as bad as... He also worked for him. You can't just say...
Right, you guys saw him the shit.
That's true.
You might want to go tell him.
Well, he's got a feed.
Yeah, I'm watching this.
Yeah, no. Fucking bring the Lord.
Tell the power now.
I'm gonna observe. I know it's a, you know, inscrutable fucking half invisible skin tiger Portuguese man.
Or woman.
But can I tell if it's lying?
Okay, clever.
Okay, that is plus 4. You can read
the expression on half of its face.
And, yeah.
Well, it has a muscle, it just doesn't have skin.
It's the muscles of Chet's face and the tiger.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna invoke the smooth shark. I have to be able to read people.
What'd you get?
That would be a +4, +6.
Yeah, so its aura seems to be dull and dismal.
Okay.
And you can see it's starting to fade.
Okay, so it's telling the truth about that.
Yeah.
Don't leave Laredo. Bring everyone.
Yeah, okay. Take Laredo. I'm gonna walk up to Quinzire and give it a hug.
It absorbs you. Yeah.
Not the tiger. Right. The guy.
All right. In that case, I'll tell the ship power down the weapon.
And say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Quinzire.
Thank you for the good you've done
thank
for
you.
Us.
I love you all.
I love you so much.
And then a bright white light envelops you all, and you, for a split second, feel the sorrow of this.
Oh boy!
Entity of this ancient entity.
That's a reason to drink.
Yeah.
Wow.
This entity that has spent its life, its entire existence, serving creation, only to realize that it's been
deprived,
enslaving.
How could this happen to me?
It's been depriving organics of their true nature.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's heavy.
That's yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wake up.
Wake up, little Susie.
Please. Where do you wake up?
Please tell me it's in a... Oh.
Will wakes up in our mom's basement.
No, I was going to say, we have to wake up in the...
Hotel.
The
hotel in our capsule.
Yeah.
Okay, so you wake up in your capsules.
That was...
Wow. Cole reaches into his jacket.
I jumped out of my capsule and opened it because he was down below me, wasn't he?
Yeah.
All right. I pull it open.
He's there.
Oh.
Cole is. He reaches into his jacket and his hands are shaking. He takes the flask and he's just drinking. Oh God. Oh,
my brother. You okay?
No.
He's right under. He's in the capsule.
No, Cole. Cole,
oh, never
yeah, mind. And when in the first game.
Oh, yeah, because we woke up a week earlier.
Yeah.
Big O opens his capsule, which is probably, like, down the row from you guys.
Was mine near them? I can't.
You have one of those, like, double.
I figured.
Jerry gets out of his.
Rick kind of stumbled out of his.
There's probably a bunch of people waking up and coming out of them.
I run with my brother, like, punch him in the arm.
You look at the capsule Chet was in, and it's empty.
Oh.
Is there a window anywhere?
Yes. And as people are coming out of the capsules, they're weeping.
Yeah. No, I'm going to go to the window.
It looks like what city?
I mean, we've been saying New York, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in New York City.
I punch him, and I give him a hug.
I give her a hug.
It worked.
We're back.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't getting it. I gotta fix Bob.
I'll drink yours.
So you guys go down to the bar.
I'm gonna go fix. What's his name?
Bob.
The other one.
Buddy.
And Madam Henry is standing behind the bar. Good morning.
She a robot?
Hey.
Is she a robot?
No. Okay.
We've had a very, very trying bit of time.
I think we'll be checking out.
Yes. I'm guessing the bar's been pretty busy.
We remember everything that happened, right? Yeah.
Yes.
I ignore her and walk behind the bar and take a bottle of whiskey.
Oh, help yourself.
I don't talk to her. I grab a bottle of whiskey, and I pull the little pourer thing out, mm-hmm. and chug it, and then I look at them, and I grab glasses, and then fill up four glasses for them, and then I just go back to drinking out of the bottom.
Yes, well, I'd say I hope you enjoyed your stay, but I think I know the answer.
Mm. Is this Total Recall?
No.
Huh. So it actually happened?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Or how do I know it actually happened? I'm still in Total Recall.
I suppose you'll never really know.
It's the Matrix.
Maybe you're still asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, like, claps in your face.
Right.
Well, tell Laredo if he needs a good lawyer, I'm fucking retired. And then I take
Laredo doesn't exist anymore.
No, we brought Laredo.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
I take a glass from Big O and drain it.
I'm like Elon Musk. I'm not sure if I'm in the Matrix or not. Actually, Elon Musk thinks he's in the Matrix. He's trying to prove he is, I think.
No, if this is our bliss, that's fine.
And she says, so, would you like to schedule another visit?
I'd punch her in the face.
Oh my.
We all just turn, no.
As I'm walking outside, I see a buddy, and I just turn him off.
I'm going to help her up. She punched him.
No, I just said, no, I didn't.
Okay. I didn't think so. Well, if you
just realized Brian ran away from the only social combat.
There weren't any roles involved.
I know.
It was funny.
She looks at you and she says, yes, well,
you will.
She says, I do hope, and suddenly you remember, she says, I do hope that, the avatar you built of me, you know, the male with the mustache, I hope you didn't damage him too much.
Who's the male? Is that Laredo?
Yeah.
No, he didn't have a lower half last time we saw him.
Oh, well. I guess the fabulous original will have to do.
Hmm.
And you remember that Madame Henry...
is really...
Is Laredo?
Yeah.
God damn it.
If you're interested in catching up and telling me exactly what happened on the island, please give me a call.
Give me a card.
She gives you her card.
No, we told Bob we'd go back.
And then she walks away and she winks as she gets on the elevator and closes the door. And you guys...
keep drinking our whiskey.
So, alright, let's go. Let's epilogue this. So you guys step out of the Namaste Hotel.
I hit the shutdown on Buddy.
I work on improving all his shitty AI.
And I let her do it.
Okay. It seems that the memory effect isn't there anymore because Quinzire is destroyed. Destroyed itself.
What memory effect?
It,
amnesia thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was generating that effect while it was trapped.
Oh, on the island, you mean? Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then when it took itself out of the timeline, it deposited. Yeah.
Does that mean we're not as smart as we used to be?
No. We're still smart.
You're still the same people. The experiences still happen. Quinzire just.
It's a paradox.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a paradox.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Quinzire taught you how to build robots, but now Quinzire never existed. So technically you shouldn't know how to build robots, but you remember everything that happened.
So you do know
how to build robots.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a paradox.
Yeah.
So we should look for the crack in the timeline soon.
Mm-hmm. All right, so epilogue it a little bit. You got... How do you guys leave each other or end your...
Well, Rick's going to want to, you know, at least keep in touch with people. You know, we've just had a very harrowing experience together.
Mm.
But he's got business to go attend to at home.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, an exchange of contact information.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Cole throws his arms around Doc and Big O while they're walking out and says, you know, listen, I've done a lot of things that I'm not proud of, but I'd like to try to make up for that if I could. And I need... thinking about doing some pro bono work, some underprivileged areas, and... starting, well, maybe some kind of a foundation or a charity, and I could use a couple of good blokes like you guys.
I mean, I'm always willing to help people, so...
My other plan was drinking, so... Sure. Don't see why I can't do both.
Nope. You have to be sober to do this.
I'm out.
Forever.
I think that
Jeremy, can you work on making
stopping the robot apocalypse?
And from now on, she works on the AI programming, and I build them.
Oh.
Okay.
And we probably end up building the future of robots, and it contributed to a charity that that was built by Cole.
Our right. Robots are much, and Bob's a much happier.
What's your last name?
Just kidding.
Schneider.
It's Callow and Schneider.
So,
Schneider Robotics.
Schneider Robotics.
So you all get on the boat back to the mainland, and you're leaving port, and there's a there's a bus stop.
Wait, on the boat?
Yeah, no, at the port.
There's a bus stop on the boat. Yeah.
So
it was a little confusing. Let's
say, this got a little surreal. Cole, you hail a cab.
Is it the cash cab?
No. Cole hails a cab.
But Ben Bailey's on the boat.
Is it a real cab?
Wait, are we on the island or are we on the mainland side now?
Now you're on the mainland.
Okay.
I think it would be funny if it is the real cash cab. So you get on the.
I open the cab and I see Ben Bailey and I'll take the next one.
And then you look over and where are you going to go from here?
Oh.
All right. So you let's say you all get on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting in the bus, you're all headed in the same direction, and somebody gets on the bus, he's wearing a striped shirt, and he got headphones in.
He's missing half of his skin.
He's not wearing any pants.
And, let's say he's got a little girl with him, and she's holding a stuffed tiger, and the guy, he has his headphones in, and you can hear his headphones, it's really loud. And she looks up and she goes, My dad always listens to these Rosetta Stone tapes. And you hear,
Eu te amo muito.
And then the guy goes, I love you very much. And then the bus doors close and the...
And we look at each other.
And the bus drives away. Let's take
And it just
fire explodes.
And that's the end of Rasa.
Yeah, wow.
We did that without combat.
What did you guys think?
This is the only thing
we've
ever
done. It was really good.
Yeah, that was very good. I love the way it ended.
It did kind of come together at the end.
Yeah.
Lily Warren villains.
What?
The Lily Warren villains at the end too.
Well, in the way we almost were because we released
Quinzire.
Yeah.
He dissolved.
Well, I mean, if we didn't stop him from absorbing the universe, that would have been on us.
Yeah.
That whole, the entire universe becomes him.
Yeah.
Kind of our fault.
Hmm. We could have actually turned that into social combat if we wanted to. Like,
yeah.
Because there's no, it's not necessarily a physical stress track.
Yeah.
On a bad guy. So we could have,
Yeah, I probably should have done that.
Well, I went for the ship because I knew that.
I know exactly why you did it, and then I realized it afterwards because you said before how you made a social character and there hasn't been any social stuff.
That was really funny. He's like, all these it was a social character. The only time we do a social thing is right there.
That was good. But yeah, all right. So, you happy with how it turned out and who you guys turned out to be and what all the answers turned out to be?
Uh-oh. You edited!
Yeah, you edited. Oops. Stop editing.
You edited. It was fine the entire time. Right at the end.
But yeah, so...
I mean, I think that the whole Quinzire thing was really out of left field.
If I could offer a suggestion, get people to start adding details from the first game
to the
character of Quinzire, or to whatever they come up with. That way, it builds on itself and it feels natural from as a natural part of the story instead of hey, there's this entity that you all
that makes sense.
I think the other way you could do it is that there could be a running theme through the flashbacks of that character showing up and they get more detailed as you go.
Right.
So maybe it shouldn't necessarily. I mean, maybe like when you break the crystal, it's this weird half invisible skinned person with a tiger. But before that, it's just a guy, and that's how it appears to you through these flashbacks.
Well, I think the point of the scenario of the module is that it's different for everybody. It's not necessarily a crystal shard. It's whatever the player
wants
to plug in.
Yeah. I mean, maybe even Quinzire could be different for each of us. Maybe he or she looks different. And it would be like you use Laredo. Like, it could have been Laredo or Bob. Like, some through thread that then comes together at the end. Like, oh, this thing that's been there the whole time is really...
Because I thought it was a really good, like, bait and switch for the antagonist, because we all thought it was Laredo.
Yeah.
And we beat him at the end of the last game, and I was kind of wondering, like, if he was going to get back on his feet or if we were going to have to,
Well, that was kind of the point, that the last episode is sort of supposed to be, like... Whatever you thought was the bad guy isn't.
No, I really like that.
That was great.
I was not expecting it at all. Yeah. But I just feel like there should have been.
It needs to be something that was
some hint that
from the beginning,
or at least some hint to the crystal not just being a crystal. Like there's rumors about what it is, or if you stand next to it, you hear voices, or. I mean, or whatever the crystal.
Well, you guys never went to the crystal.
No, we didn't.
No, yeah.
But even though, Laredo could have been, whenever someone goes there, they always come back talking about...
Portuguese.
Talking in Portuguese or, something like...
Yeah, I think that what I should do is I think I'm going to make another table, and it's going to be like, for the last episode, it's going to be, what is the thing that binds them all together? And then, like, is it an entity? Is it a a place? Is it like, and then
is it an object?
I'll roll it in the first episode, and then you guys will add like maybe each of you can like add a detail.
Right. I think what would be really cool is if work up a series of questions to ask in each game, and have the like stealth take the details so that way when the last episode comes and you put them all together it feels more organic.
Like instead of give me a detail about a character be like I could say something like
or you could take the details of characters from the flashbacks.
What's your character's favorite kind of clothing?
And I say like polo shirts,
capes that look like space.
Yeah. Well, like even the striped shirt. Like if you had,
or like
if you
describe
had said,
a nightmare.
If you had said something in the first episode, like what's a unique article of clothing that this character is wearing, and someone said a striped shirt, you could have worked that in every game subsequent. So then when you introduce this weird like entity that had a striped shirt, we would be like, oh, that's where that came from.
The other thing I would suggest, which isn't really the module, but instead of and I think Ryan mentioned this, instead of making the maps at the beginning of the game, make them at the end of the previous game, so that way you, the GM, can plan more encounters and what they are. Because it is just kind of like, alright, go here, go here, go here, go here, and then eventually you get to the end. But if you make the map beforehand,
that makes sense.
You can plan different and other encounters.
Right. Alright, so that was episode...
That was episode four.
Yes, episode four, not session four.
Session six.
That was episode four, the conclusion. Because we concluded.
Yeah.
Good old episode, good old Tiger. Good old Space Tiger.
And, I'm sure Chris won't mind that I killed him.
Well, I mean, you really didn't kill him. You delivered him into eternal bliss, and then he...
And then torment.
Yeah. So
then
became eternal sorrow, which actually became eternal nothing.
Actually, it could go the other way, too. You could, we could, if we had done a social battle, it could end up with just all of us going to the, into it, and then that was it, the end.
I mean, he did essentially, like, Chet is obliterated and doesn't exist in any fashion.
Oh, yeah. Quinzire was definitely bad news.
Yeah. But, like, not evil, just...
Yeah, just...
It meant well.
Yeah.
It meant well.
Just, like, a force of nature kind of thing. Like,
but it was
a hurricane isn't evil. It's just doing its thing.
Well, yeah. It doesn't mean well.
It doesn't mean anything.
Right. That's true.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye.